Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Oh, is it me? Hi, welcome in, everybody.
Oh, that's funny. I wasn't really sure with it being a best of show. I thought that the producer kind of teased
it up. The show.
Lets the host just kind of kick back.
All right.
And you lay out what you've put together, and we just kind of supplemented with some, you know, some anecdotes, things that are funny or mildly amusing. Like,
happy holidays, yeah. Everybody.
We TLC hope you're having an awesome speaking, time. Hear ye, happy Christmas Eve. This is the best of show. We're here, but we're not here. All three of us here in the studio as we set up what we'll be playing. Some of our highlights of the year. We got a bunch of stuff lined up, a whole lot of fun. The best one or worst one, depending on how you look at it. I had Rothman coach me through the famous Boren Sapp interview. Mm. So we got some audio on that because
it was something.
You remember because you were there.
It was something.
I almost tore down Rothman's biggest and best segment and almost broke a relationship with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But we got some of that. We got some fun. We learned about Adam King's theater past.
Yeah.
We had to include that as some of our biggest and best moments on Rothman.
Probably one of the best stories I've ever broken. Like that was a good breaking story. That was a good source. It came to me. That's how it happens. And the fact that
I had relatives texting me about that. That was a big one.
That was a big reveal.
So we'll have some of that. Hey, you got a new show member, whether you like it or not. How would you grade me as a new member of the show?
Well, first of all, we love having you. You're good with the nickname because it kind of came to me overnight, late night, watching a poker. For people who don't understand, people don't even know what it stands for. Like, it's not the Learning Channel or some kind of like
tender love and care.
Yeah, tender love and care.
Not that. No.
TLC stands for the Loose Cannon. And if you've ever watched a poker tournament, when you have a bunch of professionals and an amateur, the amateur is usually called the loose cannon because he's so unpredictable. And because you think you have tendencies in poker on how you bet and when you bet and all that. And the professionals can read it so well. And so I watch a lot of it and it reminded me of just somehow they were getting frustrated with him. They liked him. A lot of times the amateur was winning and beating the pros. Like so
what he's saying is, I'm so dumb that it actually works to my advantage.
No, not at all.
Because it doesn't. I'm so unpredictable because I don't know how actual.
For radio, it's
conventional more, wisdom should go.
No, for radio, it's more. It works in this way. It works in an unfiltered way. Mm-hmm. Like when you've done it as long as Maddie and I have done it, usually you have like an edit in your head. Like you understand, you weigh the ups and downs, whether you're going for a cheap laugh or not, or whether, and the more comfortable you get, the riskier it becomes. But with you, when you first started, I think we both noticed that there was no filter and it was like, I'm just going to say it and then we'll let it fall out where it falls out. So the loose cannon came more from the unpredictability of it versus the, mm-hmm. what you were talking about.
It's added a very nice spark to the show, having you around. It really has. And we had to work through nicknames before we even got to TLC, because I think out of the gate, AR, it was what? Baby Chet was kind of what we started with. And then
because of his resembling Chet Holmgren.
Yes, absolutely, for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then you kind of brought up something about Jack Harlow at one point in time as well.
It was more of the voice, but then the more I started to know Cole, I felt like the look is there too. Like you said something on the air and I'm like, man, who does that sound like? I just heard somebody.
Oh, and I was sick that day. My voice was great.
And it hit me on Jack Harlow, the, would you call him a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And so, and he's got the curls and like, I feel like that was pretty good
pretty
too.
Close.
But I don't know, does Jack Harlow have a nickname? himself?
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know. Whether he did, but when you had the voice that day, I think that was when somebody was trying to shoot their shot at TLC, right? A friend of yours,
we didn't know her
was
age,
texting
though.
You that maybe her daughter was interested after hearing you that day when you had the voice?
I'm not making a single comment about that because we do not know her age.
Fair enough.
By the way, Harlow does have a few nicknames. I will not say them.
Can't say them on the air?
It's not that I couldn't say them. I just don't feel on
pass the phone to me,
Christmas
I'll say
Eve here.
You're using that filter that you're talking about.
I'm editing myself on the air where you wouldn't. Now, if you want to look up his nicknames and say it, feel free.
We'll
put those on your stats.
Yeah.
Right? On your 2025 stats.
Oh, we got a couple audio clips here of some drop origin stories.
Love this.
Adam Schefter joined the show one time. You asked him a question. He gave us a drop that we use all the time.
He was probably asking about Shador for the 80th time.
No, it was
it wasn't.
No, the question was I don't want to give it away.
Okay. Don't spoil it. Okay,
because
I'll tease.
Because here's the thing: I believe with drops, I think maybe one time we should present the full context of it, and so this can be that one time for people. But we don't have to keep reciting it. Because drops are supposed to be taken out of context. And so I think if we at least on the record one time clear up the context, then that's fair game. And however we drop it into the show later on, hey, man, we told you what we were doing.
I'm in on that.
So we had a drop origin story there. Mary J. Blige drop origin story. So we'll mix in some of those fun.
The Mary J. Blige, and I feel bad because I think I've sold this bigger than it was. I think I always thought he said Mary J. Blige. Like it sounded. And now that I think back to it, Maddie, I think that I maybe embellished it after it happened. Like,
I think the root of it, though, was we were just so surprised that he had no idea who she was. Like, regardless of the name, he didn't even know who she was as a legendary singer.
I know who she is, and I don't know any of her music.
But you know the name.
But I know the name.
And he doesn't even know the name. So that's crazy. So that'll be a good one to catch up on, too. You'll get a laugh out of that.
All right. Let's have at it.
During the break, when we said someone can call, someone actually did call.
Oh.
Correct?
Correct.
All right. So we believe this is Morning Juice producer Bodie Wells.
Correct.
That's going to be on the phone.
Okay. Another golden domer.
Yes.
He and TLC, big time.
Maybe
Notre
he wants to get his early.
By the way, he called the regular phone line. He didn't call the private line.
You know what? Okay. I got to respect that. That's a guy who didn't cut in line.
Mm.
That's a guy at the hospitality. That's like the, hospitality.
He must have actually been listening and heard that the phones went live.
It's like a hospitality night, and they're giving like free alcohol and hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And he didn't feel he could cut right to the front of the line.
Kind of like
to get his drink first.
He's not using his employee discount.
That's right.
He's paying full price at the register right here.
So then TLC tells me, he goes, he's calling from the gym.
Okay, getting that work.
And I said, all right.
Putting that work.
Calling from the gym. And then TLC says, oh, he's got something, maybe a story you guys would like.
Okay, let's
hear
it.
Well, hang on. Predict what it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
I know what it is.
I have no idea what's going on in Bodie's world.
But we've talked about this whole gym guy, gym fitness. We've talked about this stuff before.
Oh. Let's throw them on. I'd love to hear. You want to predict this.
Yeah, okay. I want to predict this. And I don't have no idea. My prediction is either we've got naked man in the locker room, roaming the facility, right? Because we talked about that.
I hope not.
We talked about it. I'm just thinking that.
You're in favor. I was not.
I actually am just predicting. Not in favor of it. I'm just saying you are in a locker room, and if a guy's showering, like occasionally, he's not going to, be covered. Like occasionally. And I'm thinking that may be it, or it's gym selfie guy. It's the whole ring light camera, the whole deal, it's something like that.
All right. We'll find out.
Right. Or it's a revenge rant coming for Notre Dame that they're coming for Ohio State.
All right. So
could be that.
You've got three out there. Let's see if you nail
the favorite.
Favorite
Tito's calling in. We better get this going.
Favorite is locker room naked guy. Go ahead. Bodes. Your whole show is calling ours right now. It's like a scene out of Anchorman.
Long time, first time. So you're 0-3, unfortunately, Rob.
Wow.
First off, I'm definitely not a line cutter. In fact, if you ever wander your way over into the Morning Juice YouTube water, sometimes people ask, like, Bodie, I'll jump in the chat and I don't have that little wrench to show that, like, I'm an employee there. people ask why don't I have that, I tell them I don't want that thing. I'm a man of the people. I don't need okay. that thing. I'm just one of you guys. They just got me running the board. Anyway, now, Rossum, you were over on the guesses. So I was in the gym getting a workout in.
Okay.
And so I have my own headphones in, playing my own music. But I can always hear the speakers that's playing the music, you know, in the gym. And I can't always hear the lyrics quite, because, like I said, I got my own headphones in. But I can hear the beat. And all of a sudden, when I heard this beat, I was cracking up laughing. I thought of you two immediately. And then when I got in my car as I was leaving, and you guys said, call in. I'm like, well, they'll probably enjoy this. All of a sudden, I heard a little Family Affair by one Mary J. I believe it's pronounced Wise. But once upon a time, one of the three of us, I don't know, I can't remember which one of us, might have actually pronounced her last name Blagay or something like that.
Mary J. Blagay.
This is
remember who did that or not? But I was laughing so hard thinking about you guys and thinking about that moment. I basically had to stop my sentence.
That is a good story. I'm so mad we don't have that drop. If Cole was here at the time, we'd have it. Bodie was filling in. He was producing our show, and the halftime show was announced for the Super Bowl in 2022, and he starts reeling off who it is, like Snoop Dogg and Kendrick Lamar, like whoever else. It's Eminem. It was the
one out in Cali.
It was out in L.A.
Yep.
And then he drops a Mary J. Blagay. And we both looked at him. And the funny part is, and this is the classic part, is that when you see a name that you're not really sure what it is, usually you kind of say, I'm not sure who this is. You had none of that. You just decided, I see a weird last name. I'm going to assume that's the way it's pronounced, and you went with it.
Listen, I just ripped that Band-Aid off. What's the worst that can happen? And, yeah, I guess the worst that can happen is we have a great story to tell from it. So,
Mary J. Blagay. She'll always be Mary J. Blagay to us.
This drop might exist.
I don't know when you're going to find it. What you're going to have to find is the day that was announced.
Yep. It was announced on Thursday, September 30th, which means that perhaps Friday, October 1st of 2021. I have...
We dig into the previous staff schedules, maybe find a day that Colin would have been out. It might have been that Friday.
It would have been a Friday because Colin travels for Ohio State football.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can find this.
He does this stuff, man. He goes
I would love it,
deep
man.
Into the archives.
Because it was such an authentic moment from you, Bodie, too, because we've all been there, man. And I just have respect for you for rolling with it. Because sometimes, you know, in this bit, you'll say something really fast to try to just move on, like over a name or a word that you don't really know how to, you know, say clearly. But you just, normal cadence, Mary J. Blagay. Listen, man, I love you for
does the Buffalo Sabres drop exist?
What's that?
Does the Buffalo Sabres drop exist?
That one might be deep in the confines there. You might be able to pull that out of the archives. I have no idea, to be honest with you. But
that's good.
Well done, my man.
Good to hear from you, Cody. That was good.
When we find it, we'll be playing it, bud. That's for sure.
All right, boys. Take care.
See you, pal. Thank you, man.
Hey, Tito called in and said we're not allowed to have you on our show. We're stealing you from Morning Juice. Tito called in to complain.
Wait, now another person from the Morning Juice. Yeah. When's Bobby calling? Will he be next? Just another piece of the puzzle that feels like it's leaning Ohio State's way. But
felt that way last year.
Felt that way. Felt that way for a few years.
Okay, I'm not sure who this is. Mary J. Blige?
Blige. Mary J.
You found it?
I'm not sure who this is. Mary J. Blige?
So it wasn't Blagay.
It was Blige.
It was Blige. it was three years ago.
That's amazing.
The fact we all remember it.
Good stuff out of TLC.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Good stuff out of TLC. But yeah, that real quick, just Haynes, 10 touchdowns for them this year. He was a baller. He doesn't look like the old Buckeyes will be facing him.
Might have to hear that again. We come back, Party Like a Roth Star on deck. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
I'm not sure who this is. Mary J. Blige.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew, so here we go. First day on the job. We've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Men, we hear it all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
World. Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities, and most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org. today. That's children.org.
After my accident, people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Let's take a listen back to when we were awesome. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice.
Would you stop?
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All right, so parting is such sweet sorrow, like, you know, Maddie biting into a lemon. I would say this is one of those things where you think you kind of know what you're going to hear, but you probably don't because, and we're not even at April Fool's, so don't get caught up in that garbage that it's going to be that. But we are saying goodbye on the show and hello on the show at the same time. You say goodbye, I say hello.
AR's kicked me off the show, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm leaving. No, I'm Spartacus. Yes, that is the news. Maddie and I are leaving, and the two guys that are taking over in the room right now, it's going to be the Colin and Cole show, CB times two.
I was about to say, it sounds like there are a lot of promotions available right now.
We're sad and we're happy at the same time because it's all upward mobility for our guys here at the Fans. So our guy CB, our producer, will let him have the floor here on his final Rothman and Ice permanent. Now, it doesn't mean we won't be able to drag him back in here on occasion.
Yeah.
Or, hey, we have no reserves. You're in. Hey, Mellon, we need you.
We need some innings out of the bullpen. Let's go.
That's news to me.
Yeah. We are offering the best possible sports radio show within this price range.
And the bank account is light.
Yeah. From noon to three. CB, the floor is yours.
Yeah, no, this has been in the works for about a month or so. I'm going to be stepping down from the show and doing more of my management work behind the scenes, expanding my workload with the Ohio News Network and the Ohio State Sports Network. So it creates an opportunity for Cole to move into the chair over here and be your producer Monday through Friday.
So, AR, what I just heard is I'm moving on to bigger and better things. That's all he just said. Ladies and gentlemen, he said it in a professional way, but that's what he really meant. No, all seriousness, CB, it's been an awesome ride, man. I know we got together in 2020. Who knows?
Maybe I'll even do updates during your show.
I would love it. It's going to be awesome that you're going to be around, but it's been a pleasure. You've done a great job, and I know you moving on to your next realm of this radio station, you're going to do the same thing, ball out, and just do tremendous stuff. So appreciate everything you've done for AR and I, man. Really appreciate you.
Appreciate it. It's been about 4.5 years. Yeah, we're almost to the 5-year mark in August. So hopefully for many more years of this edition of the show.
Yeah, CB, we are. It's weird because we were all thrown together kind of during COVID, right? In that August of 2020.
We did half of that.
We did.
About the first year and a half remotely.
Yeah, so I want people to understand that this radio show happened with all the changes here at the Fan, and it was during COVID, and they said, okay, Maddie, you're co-hosting, CB, you're producing now, and go. And it's Friday, and you'll come back and start it Monday. And I think we've hit the ground running. Listen, dude, I think this is great. You've watched from the cheap seats long enough. You want to be front row at the games, hoops, football, traveling. You ate every steak they bought you, and I'm proud of you for it. So well done. Mm-hmm. We're going to miss you, but our new guy, CB 2.0.
Yeah, are you going to do a similar nickname for him?
What do you want us to call you on air?
Well, I was told.
Yes, by the way, the operative phrase, on air.
On air.
Because
exactly.
We call you a lot of things off air.
I mean, you call me Cole World on air. I don't care.
The reason why I call you Cole World is because I'm a big fan of J. Cole, the rapper. So I don't know if a lot of people know that, but that would be the reason why. But you have until Monday to let us know what you want to be called on air, or if you got it right now, let us know.
Look, I know where the final destination is. The final destination is people just calling me Cole Bart because I have a last name where if you know how to spell it, you don't know how to pronounce it, and if you know how to pronounce it, you don't know how to spell it. But I am a believer that you don't get to choose your own nicknames.
That's real.
And so Rothman said he had a few in the chamber ready to go for Monday he's going to run by me.
I'm very proud. I have nicknamed several people at the station. I think the streak should end. I think that.
Really?
I really don't. I'll have to think about it over the weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I looked at you and I thought pro athlete or something, like, you immediately remind me of Chet Holmgren. Like, I cannot look at you and not see Chet Holmgren.
I get that a lot.
Like, I want to call you Chet so badly and not Cole.
No, that's, I'll accept that.
You have gotten that before?
I've gotten that from previous bosses that I look just like Chet Holmgren.
Really?
Especially in the new commercial or whatever. What a pro wants, what a pro needs. Yes.
Wait till I get the fade. It's been a little over a month since the haircut. When I get a fresh haircut, I will look just like him.
You going back to the baby face anytime soon? You shaved off everything.
I went clean shaven for a month. I've had a beard for the majority of the past couple of years.
I'm not seeing Chet Holmgren.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Man, that's all I see. Especially
if my Wi-Fi was working, I'd pull it out for you.
But no, it's going to be fun, man, to have you in here. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man. We have great chemistry off air, just talking in the offices. So I think it'll be as seamless of a transition as possible. And thank you to Tyvis Powell for coming here and helping me celebrate.
Well, by the way, the seamless part, will be the judge of that. All right, so let's...
I'm already learning. I didn't know that Matt was eating during segments. I just saw him pull out a bag of blueberries and start eating mid-segment.
You've never heard of the almond attacks?
I didn't know it was mid-segment. I thought, like most radio hosts, he ate in the commercial break.
Listen, here's what
Bobby
happens.
Was his mentor.
Yeah, I get it from Bobby. The thing I didn't take from Bobby is you won't hear the forks clanking up against the glass throughout a segment. Bobby still does that to this day, but I did learn that. From Bobby, you got to stay fueled up. Tyvis Powell taught me well. To play at your highest level, you got to eat the right things, okay?
I learned that from
a national champ.
He taught me that. But sometimes you don't want to eat when you're about to talk on the radio because you start coughing. Now, you'll get some of them back of your throat.
I get those almond attacks. So that's what CB was talking about. I eat so many almonds, like the casing, the shell.
Yep.
That'll get me every once in a while. I get choked up. So you'll learn in time. Those will happen.
Slim Chetty. That's a good one.
Slim Chetty?
That's what I looked up, what Chet Holmgren's nicknames are, and that's one of them, which is nice.
Yeah. The nickname is going to come organically.
Probably so.
There you go.
It'll maybe come something that he does or doesn't do, or we get. He is. It, honestly, it is. I see it in the commercials all the time.
But we can't call him Chet.
No.
Right?
There has to be some.
We can't call him Chet.
Well, usually nicknames happen when just someone does something funny in one happenstance moment, and then that's it forever. So we'll find out when I screw up.
First big screw up, right? Yeah. We'll have his nickname.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Maddie wanted to do this differently. He wanted to, like, Dark Knight this thing and snap a pool cue and...
May the best man win.
Yeah, see which one of you guys comes out of the studio.
He bowed out.
I'm not really.
He said, I stepped down. That means he went to management and said, get me off this show. Really, I want to do something else.
You know, there's part of us that do believe that.
That happened. Like, enough of these dudes. I'm out. I can't stand them anymore.
He didn't say I was moved. He said I stepped down.
He did. He did. He
did. Catch that?
He pulled the Magic Johnson before that Lakers game. I'm not going to be here anymore. Remember when Magic did that right before the game? Yeah, I'm not going
to
be here.
No, that would have been the case if I waited until today to tell you.
Hey, real quick before we go, just some housekeeping stuff. If you miss anything from our show, wherever you get your podcast, just type in Rothman and Ice. Everything we do from noon to 3, we'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the pod as well. Our podcast is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Here's the weird part. We all sit together, Maddie and I and original CB. Are you guys switching cubicles?
I doubt it.
I haven't been told to, but okay. I mean,
sounds like
whatever. I was just curious. It's whatever.
That sounds like a lot of
work. I kind of wanted to start something and see what happens, but I want to get them in the cage together and see if they can
fight. See, now he was through the Joker scene, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Maddie Ice Hayes, and Cole Bartimus. No, I'm Bartimus. I'm pronouncing it improperly on purpose. Cole is with us, CB 2.0, Chet Holmgren, a.k.a. we'll figure out the nickname at some point. Good to have you, my man.
I am glad to be here, and Chet is all good with me.
Can we go, like, Baby Chet? We can't just
Baby
go
Chet's
Chet.
Good.
Like, do we want to go Baby Chet right now?
I don't
out
know.
Of the gate? Or is that...
I think I weigh more than him, and he's got, like, 8 inches on me.
He does kind of have this Slim Reaper.
Jeez. Right out of the gate.
Slim Reaper vibe going on. But, yeah, Baby Chet.
I weighed in yesterday at 200, and I would put that in... At 6'4", 200's all right. But jeez. I think I'd be heavier than him.
So you're 6'4", 200.
At least
right
in
now.
College. When Chet Holmgren came out of Gonzaga, he was for sure less than 200 pounds.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So let's, am I the baby here?
Not really, but in age, I think you are. Or are you older than Chet
Holmgren? I would
say
no. No, I'm older than him. I was out of college when he started at Gonzaga.
Okay. So maybe Baby Chet's not going to work.
Is this how the interview went here at the Fan? They asked you how tall you were and how much you weighed
when you
came in? Because you've announced your stats with authority here.
The funny thing is...
6'4", 200 pounds, weighing in from the fighting city of Dublin.
Now you just need the Chicago Bulls serious music behind that as you introduce me. That'd be great.
Do you know what that music is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well...
I mean, the name of it and all that? You're talking about the
serious
intro music.
Right.
Yeah. Serious.
S-I-R-I-U-S. Like the radio.
The Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the serious part?
Oh, I thought that was the name of the song. That's what it is in my phone. I have that song in my phone, actually.
I mean, I don't...
Workout playlist for you?
No, it's kind of like one of those automatic skips.
Okay. Real quick, while you guys figure this out, let me do some housekeeping, because there's probably some people tuning in...
Clean it up, Maddie,
listening
for us,
to
you?
This man's voice and wondering what's going on. If you did not catch our last segment of Friday's show, our former producer, Colin, is moving on, staying at the station, going to do some good things around the station, spreading his wings in other realms.
Same
of radio.
Cubicle right near us.
Correct.
Not moving anywhere, just not doing the show.
I've been talking to him all morning, so CB is in the building. So the voice you've been hearing, Baby Chet for now, is our new producer, and his name is Cole. I'm sure you've heard him on updates doing great things there. So Cole's going to be with us every day moving forward, for better or worse, probably worse more times than not. So, I just wanted to clean that up for some of our listeners today. We got a new producer. AR and I are here for now.
Never forget, Colin stepped down when he made that announcement. He said, I'm stepping down from the show, So that means it was his call.
He wasn't he wasn't benched, is what you're saying.
Yes, he went to management. He said, I would rather be doing something else than hanging out with these two. That's
kind of what happened.
Kind of what he said.
It's kind of what we felt like. I thought that we'd put him in the corner there next to you and just let him kind of hover over your shoulder and put some pressure on you and see how it goes. I don't know whether you thrive under that or not, or whether that would be something you'd want.
Time will tell.
Okay.
Toyota Thunder.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Rossmann and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It was so good the first time, we had to shove it down your ear hole again. This is the best of Rothman and Ice on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The high school girlfriend texted on Sunday and...
Cole's face.
And right says, you guys love this. Like, I talk to all the exes, right?
It's interesting to me, man.
It's funny. It's just the way it is. And so...
I can't wait to hear where this story goes.
No, no. It's not a you-up text. Maddie knows that. It's a good win. She goes... she said,
breaking down the X's and O's?
Hang on. She said, not a word about my Bears, huh? Hashtag good, better, best, because that's what Ben Johnson they all do.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, I'll just read you the string. I say, good win. Be thankful the Eagles coach can't do arithmetic. Why is Nick Sirianni going for two down nine in, with a few minutes left in the game? Like, I'm honestly
What difference does it make?
You kick the extra point. It's a one-score game. If you don't get it, it's a two-score game.
You got to go for two at some point.
No, no. Only when you're down eight. Not nine.
Well, yeah, but then you kick an extra point to put you down eight.
That's right.
And so then you get within one
possession. Yeah, but then it's a one-possession game. If you go for two and you miss, you're still down nine.
So what happens
if you're a two-possession game?
So what happens if you're down eight and then you miss? Then you're still down one score.
It's a one-possession game.
So you're just playing a series. Look, you got to go for two at some point. It doesn't make a difference.
No, you don't have to go for two at some point. Only when you're down eight if you miss.
AR, to get from 15 to zero, you need two touchdowns. One of them's an extra point. One of them's a two-point conversion.
He was down nine.
I know. So the 15 scoring
a touchdown. Why do you want him to go for two to be down seven?
So you know whether or not you're going to need another two-point conversion at some point in time to know how many scores you're down. Look, you're taking one two-point conversion.
I disagree with you.
The math is the same. 15 points is 15 points. It doesn't matter
where you're getting the 15 from.
You're
down nine.
I know. How did they get that?
They scored to be down nine.
From what?
It doesn't matter from what. He's down nine right now.
Okay, but how do they score to get to nine?
What does it matter how he scored? He's down
a touchdown?
Nine. Yes, a touchdown.
Okay, that's where 15
that's
comes from, man.
The only way you can go for two is if you score a touchdown,
exactly.
Not a field
that's
goal.
Where 15 comes from.
Okay, you're down.
No, let's do this. You're down 15. You score a touchdown. That's 6 points. That cuts 15 down to nine, correct?
Yes.
You're at 15.
No, no. You're at nine now.
Yes.
You're not at 15 anymore.
If you miss it... Yes. Then you know, hey, we're down two scores.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. There's 3 minutes left in the game. You can't be down two scores. You have to kick the extra point to be down eight.
But if you... Okay, so then you kick the extra point, you're down eight.
Right. One possession game.
Okay, well then if you miss that two-point conversion, then what?
Well, then it doesn't. Well, then you lose.
You're right. No, no. What you were about to say. Exactly.
No.
So it doesn't matter which point you're about to say.
No, I think you and I are on a total different wavelength right now. A complete different wavelength.
You're taking one 2-point conversion, whether you do it after the first touchdown or the second touchdown, doesn't matter. Just make the 2-point conversion.
You don't need a 2-point conversion. You kick
down 15?
No. We're not down 15 anymore. We're down 9.
Okay.
And we're going for 2.
And if you
to
miss
get down 7? You kicked. The only explanation he could have had that would have made sense was that I didn't trust my kicker and I felt we had a better chance to get the 2 than we did the 1. That's the only explanation, because the math is not correct.
You needed a 2-point conversion at some point.
Do you understand that when you go for 2 down 9 and you miss, it's now a 2-possession game? If you kick the extra point, which is analytically probably easier.
Wait, hold on. Are you trying to win the game or just cover a spread?
No.
Because you're getting bit out of shape.
You got to get the ball back. You're down 8 if you kick the extra point.
You need to know if you're going to make the 2 or miss the 2 sooner so you know how to manage the rest of the game.
If you score and it makes you down 8.
And then you
you go for 2.
Well, you have to go for 2 at some point.
Only if you're down 8. You're missing it. I'd have to draw you a map. Like, I'm telling you, he didn't know how to do math. I truly believe that he thought he was down 8 when he scored the touchdown and not 9. I truly believe that. That someone misread the chart.
Someone misread the chart?
There's 3 minutes left in a game.
Right. You're down.
You score a touchdown.
Right.
That puts you down 9.
Right.
It's still a 2-score game. If you kick the extra point, at least it's a 1-possession game.
So
not 2 if you miss, because you're not getting the ball twice.
Okay, and then let me flow you. Let's do the scenario. You take 1 2-point conversion if you miss. So then you're down 8 in your scenario. Well, now you got to take a 2-point conversion. If you miss,
at the end of the
then
game
you're down
to try
2
to tie the game to force overtime.
Then you don't have enough time. It's the dude.
You're trying to get the ball back twice with 3 minutes?
Listen.
You kick the extra point. You go down 8. You stop them. You get the ball back. You try to score and go for 2 to force overtime.
No, you're
talking
about
the play. That's the play.
It's better to know earlier whether or not your 2-point conversion is going to be converted.
Only if you're down 8, then you go for 2.
Dude, however you get from 15 to 0 doesn't matter. Whether you get 7, then 8, or 8, and then 7 does not change a thing. You get 1 2-point conversion, you got to make it, and if you miss it...
We could probably have this conversation
for
an hour.
It's better to miss it earlier.
Here's what I know. If you're down 8.
It's better to miss a 2-point conversion earlier so you know how to manage the rest of the game to know whether or not you have to make up for that later.
Here's what you guys need to do.
That is correct, and there's no denying what I just said.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's 100% denying what you said, because I just denied it.
No, because you're thinking of spreads.
There's no spread involved.
No, you're trying to just make a close game. It doesn't matter whether you get to 7 and then 8 or 8 and then 7. Turn 15 into 0, you need to do both.
You're completely discounting the time of the game. You're completely discounting that of when this happened.
I know. It's better to know earlier if you're going to miss your 2-point conversion.
If you need 2 possessions?
Oh, my.
Did you watch the game?
No, but I know the scenario.
Yeah. You don't know the scenario enough to make an educated...
I can count between 0 and 15.
No.
Yes, I can.
You're not doing football acumen correct. I can try to explain it, again, off camera, off radio, but it was a stupid move because they got the ball back, and they got it back with a couple minutes down 9, not 8, and that was the problem. All he had to do was kick the extra point, and when he got the ball back, he would have been down 1 possession, not 2. Speaking in possessions, not score. Possessions. There wasn't enough time in the game to get the ball back twice. You need to kick the extra point to be down 8.
Well, if you kick onside kicks,
it's not getting the ball back. All right, what's the over-under on texts you've received and texts I've received?
My over-under is at 0.
Okay.
Sadly. Well, let me check
Twitter. Responses in general.
Let me check Twitter. Nope. Phone's still dry.
Okay. I was just curious.
But
have you thought anything more about our mathematical football argument?
No, I'm locked in. The only thing is that it seems like the people who are on your side think that there is like a different likelihood of achieving a 2-point conversion, whether you do it after the first score or the second score.
These are things
if you treat them both as successes or both as failures, I don't understand the idea of like, well, what if you miss the first one? then you're going to need it the second time or vice versa.
That it's only like just, works when you're down eight, not just nine.
Treat them in either scenario, for the sake of the argument, treat them both as successes or both as failures. I'd rather fail sooner so I know how to manage the rest of the game.
And there is no rest of the game. There's less than 3 minutes to go. That's the whole point of it.
Onside kicks.
Often are those achieved?
Well, look, I'm not saying...
You're telling me you would bank more on an onside kick than you would just than kicking an extra point?
For the sake of the argument...
We can't do it again. We can't. I want him to play arbitrator here, but he's recusing himself.
That would honestly be the biggest tell the truth is, Maddie, who do you agree with? Maddie has no interest in settling debates, so I'm not going to do that to him. All I'm saying, whichever side, whether you agree with me, whether you agree with AR, the one thing I'm going to hold everybody to is whether you go for two the first time or the second time, treat them both as the same. Either you're operating that they're both successes or they're both failures.
There is no second time if you don't get the first one. That's the point I'm trying to make.
If you score two touchdowns, then you'll get a second shot.
You're not getting the ball back. You got to play that into. I just think that's the one part of the equation. You just went straight math. I'm down 15. You didn't take into consideration that there's less than 3 minutes to go in the game and the other team's getting the ball back. Like, I feel like you've got to play that scenario, and I don't know why you're not. The only logical explanation I could have heard was if Nick Sirianni said, you know what? I trust Jalen Hurts more than my kicker.
I'm trying to win. You're trying to keep it close for the sake of keeping it close. That's the final
close?
Answer.
Close? What are you talking about? A two-point conversion to the end of the game forces overtime. What are you talking about? Keep it close. There's no interest in spread. When you said spreads, like, I didn't even know what that meant.
I said, you think like a gambler. You're thinking about close losses and how that counts.
Accusing me of that is completely off base, and I think you're trying to create an argument that isn't there. Like, that doesn't even make sense. I was trying to go straight football. You're trying to win an argument. You're not trying to win the game. Like, I think there are two different things. And I think if you and I were sitting there watching that game together, I think you'd be seeing more of my view on this. I think you're dealing it from just this arbitrary math problem that two-point conversions, one, onside kicks, you're not just factoring in all the football stuff, which is you're not getting the ball back twice. And going for two and missing was so penal at that point that it ended the game. And if he kicks the extra point, he knows if he gets the ball back, he has a chance to force overtime. I'm not speaking about spreads or gambling or anything like that. I was talking about football and trying to get into overtime. That's all I was talking about. So this whole 15-9
Okay, let me ask you the same thing you asked me. And I'm trying to wrap this up. I don't think you believe me, but I'm trying to wrap this up. I'm going to ask you the same question you asked me. Your question is, well, what if you miss it down 9? Okay, you said
game over.
You said you're not getting the ball back twice. I'll ask you the same question. What happens if you miss the 2-point conversion down 2 and you're not getting the ball back? Game over, same thing.
Where are you talking about missing of this? What are you talking about?
If you score another touchdown, and now
when you're down what?
When you're down 8. So yeah. You're away. You're down 8.
And you try to tie the game, and if you miss it, the game's over. You're not admitting that if he kicks the extra point, which probably had a decent chance of going in, being down 8 was better than risking being down 9 and ending the game?
Then at least you know you need an onside kick. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
There's the crux of it. You know you need an onside
kick. That's always been my crux of it. How did that just come out now?
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And, well, we smell a little, but you've accepted that. The Fan. Make this your...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
For the past 100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
You spending your New Year's Eve? Unless your answer involves 13 and a half hours of Buckeye pregame coverage, you're doing it wrong. From 6 a.m. till kickoff at 7:30, we're live and local. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Maddie's wearing no pants. Rothman's sewing pants on his dogs. This is the best of Rothman and Ice. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
All right, TLC created a game called Real or Fake. I wasn't really sure what he was referring to. But you never know.
Seinfeld episode, I think.
Who was that actress who we just saw on TV?
Lois Lane?
No.
Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I looked at him.
I
Terry
thought
Hatcher
she was like one of the hottest of Jerry's girlfriends of his many in that show. And I did not know who that was until AR and I saw her on whatever was running up in the TVs back here. I've never heard of her.
Did she play Lois Lane in that TV?
She did.
Yeah, in that TV series, Superman. Yes. Terry Hatcher, yes.
I would say, so I had to tell them about a show when I was working at Channel 6. We were the ABC affiliate, and there was a show that came on the air that was pretty risque at the time. It was called Desperate Housewives, and she was on it. She was one of them. And that's when, I don't know if she probably was skyrocketing before that, but that was a big get. Getting back to Seinfeld, if you're going to rank that, I would go with Nikki, the girl that could get out of the speeding tickets and stuff.
Prince did a song about her.
Of Jerry's girlfriends.
Yes.
And I can't remember all of them right now, but I would rank Nikki a higher than
Darling
Terry
Nikki.
Hatcher.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of, I remember thinking at the time, like, he thinks a lot of himself, doesn't he? And he's like, you look at his real life girlfriends and
don't
now
you
wife.
Think,
Seinfeld did pretty well for himself.
Don't you think Adam Sandler does the same thing in his movies? He's the likable, down-to-earth, and every co-host gets some girl to fall in love with him, or there's a romantic interest in Sandler's movies.
It's always Drew Barrymore, too.
Or it's Pete Sampras's wife, one of the two.
That's right. All right. I don't know how we got down that rabbit hole, but don't you guys think that Adam Sandler does that a lot?
Yeah, but I think Seinfeld was the king of it, though. Because he would, I mean, and I've seen the list of like careers that were launched because of that. Like Terry Hatcher is a good example. Now, she might have been ended up being like a famous actress regardless, but Seinfeld helped launch a lot of. I mean, Courtney Cox was already kind of known. She was another one.
Santa's with Jennifer Aniston in a movie. There are a lot of them. I didn't put Drew Barrymore in it, but.
Probably gave a lot of goofy dudes around America a lot of false hope about what kind of girlfriends that they were going to be getting.
Yeah, he plays kind of the dumb, lovable guy that gets the most unbelievable, good-looking girl in a lot of his movies.
You guys ready for this? So I knew there'd be rankings of Seinfeld girlfriends. I knew it, and okay. I Googled it, and there's plenty of sites. One of them is called Ranker. They rank them from 1 to 48. One through 48 in order. That reminds me of like the Chris Vanini from The Athletic who ranks all the college football teams 1 through 136. I'm like, how do you even do that? 1 through 48. Anthony, your girl is
Nikki?
Third.
Dylan
no, second.
Pace?
Second. They went,
the
with,
zone.
They went with Real and Spectacular 1. They went with Nikki 2.
Terry Hatcher 1. Okay.
Terry Hatcher 1. Nikki 2. Hallie 3. And then Ellen 4. Ellen is the one that looks like the girl from Brady Bunch.
Oh, Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes, exactly.
Christine Taylor.
Yes.
Okay.
That's her, yes. That was the Van Buren Boys episode.
Where's Dolores on the list?
Jacob Reimer just texted me and said, Bonk, my goodness, you are horny.
Elaine is 10th on the list.
Thank you for listening. I said Reimer texted me that.
Okay. Well, Courtney Cox came in 12th. Lori Loughlin.
Did you say Elaine was 10th?
Elaine's 10th. How about this? Lori Loughlin. I forgot about that. Patty is 11th. And then Merrill, which was Courtney Cox's 12th.
I believe that Lori Loughlin should be higher on the list.
I will always agree with things like that.
Yeah. By the way, the ranker that you're talking about, there's also a ranker for all the love interest in Adam Sandler movies ranked as well.
Does it go to 48?
So I think we're on the right.
Julie Bowen on
the
list.
I think we're on the right. Well, she's probably, I don't know. There's several pages of this. But Julie Bowen from Happy Gilmore is, who played Virginia Vennett, is, would you like to guess where she's ranked?
Oh, man. I wouldn't even know.
Fourth.
She's ranked fifth.
I'm in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Who's number one?
Jennifer. Number one is
Jennifer Aniston.
I don't even know. Oh, in Grown Ups, she played Roxanne, and I don't remember her, the actress's name. And then in Click, that girl's ranked two. And
Salma Hayek.
Oh, is Salma Hayek the one?
Yeah.
Okay, so Salma Hayek's ranked one.
No kidding.
I don't know who played Donna in Click, because he plays the dorky, adorable, you know, this whole thing. It's just, it's everything. It's the, it's his.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Who was also in Serendipity.
It's Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the fan.
Men, it's the holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Some journeys start small, with small paws and big purpose.
Look how cute you fly, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step.
Bella, let's go.
Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows, and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Hey, good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Rothman's probably golfing. Maddie is not. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice.
Oh, no!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And we're back. TLC speaking. I've kidnapped Rothman for this segment. Wishing you all a happy Christmas Eve and Christmas tomorrow. So when I was tasked with coming up with some of the best content for this best of, and which is that's all subjective, yeah. But I was trying to come up with just what stood out. And for better or worse, Rothman, the thing that stood out to me was the day.
I love that you refer to me by my last name.
Rothman, yes. Anfernia, pardon me.
That's right.
The thing that stood out the most to me, just trying to recap the year, I joined the show in a full-time matter on March 31st. So we're dealing with about 8 months of work here, just trying to think what stood out, what kind of content, what first jumps to mind. For better or worse, the first thing that jumped to mind was something that took place on June 5th. Where were you on June 5th, 2025?
June 5th, 2025. I don't remember. I know I wasn't here.
That's correct. You were okay. Not here.
I was probably...
Which means that Matty Ice was in the one chair.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess who was in the two chair?
The two chair would have been you.
That is correct. In my second time hosting the show, my
a
first
10-day call up.
Exactly. No, I think it was
a one day
signing for a retirement, perhaps. Oh, this is because this may have been my last time hosting. Actually, as of right now, that was my last time co-hosting the show.
Rarely would I want to be off on a Thursday.
This was a Thursday.
Okay.
Very good of you. Yeah. In fact, a gold jacket Thursday.
Okay, you read my mind then, because these are very important to me. I think it's probably personal to me in that I grew up with these guys.
Yeah.
Maybe not some of the younger guys. You clearly grew up with some of them. But the guys from the late 70s, 80s for sure, 90s, right in my wheelhouse. And I've always taken on these interviews with a priority of not asking generic questions about probably leaning a little more towards them, because I don't believe all of these guys, we assume all these guys, TLC, watch the game like we do still. And, you know, if they're in this...
I actually assume they don't.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, good, because I think maybe some people believe that they're so connected to the game as Hall of Famers that they're paying attention to all the games, or at least have a general knowledge of what's going on. And I try not to put them in that spot because they're well past their prime and they're well past really having to care about all the teams. Now, maybe they care about the team they played for. If most of their Hall of Fame career was for one team,
yeah,
then they're probably tied in to that team. And then that's okay to ask them about.
We had Rondé Barber on recently. Yeah. I assume he's watching the Buccaneers every Sunday because he's a one franchise guy.
And he's in the media still, I believe.
Yeah, I know that he was calling games as of recently. I can't swear to you what he's doing now.
I really enjoyed that interview, by
Rondé Barber was actually
that one.
You know what?
I enjoyed that one.
Since we're here, but we're not here, this is a good idea. I'm going to put Rondé Barber's interview in the show.
You should.
Since I haven't done it
yet. I do, because that's a guy who's, you know, barely 50 years old, I think, and played 16, 17 seasons in the NFL. So I think you would connect to a lot of generations. Yeah.
But you were talking about how much this means to you. And I've heard you use the words before, like, this is my legacy. And I do think that this is one of the coolest things that we do on Rothman and Ice is Gold Jacket Thursday. How many other radio shows get a Hall of Famer on every single week?
So, not many, I wouldn't think. And so, you know, my brother, the Bry guy, who listens to the show from Chicago and clearly is a big fan of yours, more than me. And he said, wow, you got Drew Pearson on the show the other day. And I said, yeah. we get a Hall of Famer every week, usually. He goes,
yeah.
You do?
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
oh, no.
That's not good. Like, a family member that doesn't know that? So I had to correct him on that. That, no, we generally speaking throughout the summer, we've had one on every week.
But, huh?
Exactly. That's doing, thank you, Drew. That's doing a.
Doing his gains.
Doing a residency up in Canton, which I think is very cool that they want to bring people back. And just a shout out for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If you haven't been up there, it is for an NFL fan or pro football fan. It is the place. It's football heaven. I love going through there. I love being up there. Go every year for the Hall of Fame game and the inductions. But yeah, thank you. I feel like it's one of those things, and maybe it's just nostalgic for me because it was my childhood. And these were my sports heroes.
Absolutely.
And I'm getting to talk to people that I never dreamed I would even have that chance. So when I have like the Vikings, when I have the old Vikings on, I mean, when you were a kid, like when you were, we've talked about this, like when you were 10, 11 years old, and that was like the time that you were, that was your team.
Yep.
And if you stayed with them your whole life, like those are the guys that I think I admire the most. And I know nothing about their personal lives. I'm just, it's in my sports mind, I do. And I used to have an old saying, I would say this to Maddie a lot, like, be careful about meeting your heroes.
Yeah. Because he had that with Ed Reed at the Super Bowl.
He had that with Ed Reed, which you know we've had fun with that. Because
Maddie's like, hey, can I get a picture with you? He's like, no. And then he just walks a few steps and a girl walks up to Ed Reed and says, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, yep. Huh.
Someday, you know what? As I'm whispering now, maybe you and I one day could try to get Ed Reed on the program.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think he'd take that, though? I don't want to ambush him with it, but I think it would only work.
Can we do it on like his birthday? His birthday is February 1st.
I know. Well,
can we get in touch with the Hall of Fame and some, hey, can you get us with Ed? All we need is a happy birthday. I don't know if he's on Cameo, but I feel like we don't want to pay for that.
Because
he's in the Hall of Fame. Because we have the connection somewhere.
If we paid for it, it would be even worse.
Let's get Loudon on it. Let's call Loudon.
it would be even worse. I think that we need to think about that because he's pretty steadfast on not being a fan of his anymore. It really bothered him.
I think he's playing radio. I think for now, yes, but I think he can be flipped back.
So I feel
Ed Reed gave him a kind gesture of any kind, I think if for whatever reason, like we saw him at Radio Row this year and was like, hey, Ed Reed, this is our buddy, Matty Ice, big Ravens fan. And Ed was like, oh, yeah, and like acknowledged him. I think that could reverse him
back.
I think
it's the double whammy.
It's dormancy.
Then
I think it's done forever. If he doubles down on refusing to hang out with Matty Ice, then I think it's done forever.
So
it can be redeemed as of now, though.
I always give people a little bit of a break in that if you're a superstar like those guys and that person, like Maddie or any regular civilian, meets that person for the first time, that's their time. Like, that's the only time they're going to judge this person because they're not going to run into them very often. So that's the moment. And I feel like for a superstar, if you're not perfect in that moment, unfortunately, that's the memory for that person. Now, you could say that's the responsibility of a role model or somebody that's had a fortunate life and that has fans that adore them, that they should treat everybody really nicely. Now, I feel like possibly I didn't witness that he stopped for a picture with a girl, but I know he was in motion. He was moving. Like, I'm sure he was going to some interview.
Was Ice doing like a walk and talk? Like, hey, man, I can walk with you.
Well, I kid him that it was at the urinal because he met him actually in the bathroom. And then I think when they left the bathroom, that's when he said it. But I've always joked with him, like, well, he was a little busy.
Dude, it's funny you say that. I never put two and two together until just now. And we've joked about this, about it being at the urinal when it really wasn't. But I heard a story before that from one of my cousins told this story that Aaron Rodgers was in town, probably hanging out with AJ Hawk because they were both on the Packers at the time. I don't know. Maybe they were golfing at Muirfield or something like that. But Aaron Rodgers was in town. They were at some concert or some sort of event, and my cousin was in the bathroom with Aaron Rodgers and witnessed somebody ask to shake Aaron Rodgers' hand in the bathroom, and he said no. And we're listening to our cousin tell this story, and one of my uncles goes, you know that dude's calling Aaron Rodgers an a-hole for being like, oh, he didn't shake my hand, and he blew me off. And it's like, no, dude, you're the a-hole for asking to shake his hand in the bathroom.
I just think the word shake in the bathroom is probably
they're
not
shaking even, it together
yeah,
in the bathroom.
I just don't feel like that's something you want me to.
No.
I've always kidded Maddie, though, that that's where they originally met, which I think they did. And then, not really met, but they were there together. And then when he left...
And then when Ice went up to him, he's like, hey, it's me from the bathroom.
Guy. And I think what poured more gas on the fire was that everybody that I wanted to meet was more than friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was Kevin O'Connell from the Vikes, who was like, hey, what's up? And Adam Thielen.
Tall dude.
Adam Thielen. Yeah, very tall. Adam Thielen was perfectly nice. And Paige Spiranak came on when I asked her to go. Like, I think what put gas on the fire was the one guy, because Maddie is pretty professional and he doesn't want to be that guy, and he's not going to fanboy too much,
no,
if at all. And the one time he wanted to, he got rejected.
He got blown up.
And
he's never going to do it again.
I think it's the guy.
He's fully jaded.
It's the guy in the bar or even out just in regular life that doesn't want to be rejected, that wants to go up to that person. Whether it's a girl, wants to go up and
probably
say
a girl.
Hello, wants to meet somebody, and you finally work up the confidence. You say, I've never done this. I'm just afraid of rejection. But you say, you know what? Time and place. We're here. Everybody seems friendly. I'm going to try it. And then wham, he gets rejected. And I think it's times 100 now for him.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't think we need to pin ourselves down to doing it on his birthday. I think if we just get him at any point, I think it would be okay.
Let's do it on Ed's birthday so Maddie can wish him a happy birthday.
Back to yeah, the Pro Football Hall of Famers are very important, and I believe
your legacy.
Even if there are people that were listening or are listening that don't know the person or never grew up with the person or don't have that connection because they're old and they played in a pro football era that people didn't witness themselves. I hope they get something from them. I certainly do. And they're fun for me. And I think they're fun for the Pro Football Hall of Famer because it proves one thing, that you have a window of time when you are the it person in professional sports. And then years later, you're hanging on to the nostalgia of the fans that grew up watching you. Everyone has that window of time. And I think that my window matches with theirs, and it's cool for me to be able to do that because I never thought I'd be able to.
We'll be right back with more of this Rothman and Ice 97.1.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So, here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
From Millet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew, so here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Tech and dominate. Morning Juice is on YouTube and 10TV Plus.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Join Bobby Carpenter and Tito weekdays starting at 6 or watch on demand. More Bobby, less commercials. The Fan. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice. And if you bet $100 on Maddie mentioning LeBron during this program, you're a winner. You're a winner. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back, Rothman and Ice. TLC, Rothman's with me. Going over the infamous Warren Sapp interview. But as I was saying, I'm not blowing smoke when I say this. I have definitely noticed in general, you have a unique talent in this industry of asking questions, whether it be in interviews or in press conferences. You know, we always play the game on the show of like tough question at the presser or for listening to a Ryan Day press conference. It's like, here's what the follow up should have been. And I can always tell that like you're coming up with things that you're like three steps ahead of me. I'm just listening to what Ryan Day responded to the reporter with. And you're like, well, here's what he should have asked instead. And I'm like, that makes so much sense. I didn't even think about that. So you really do have a skill set for this, and this is going to be a very unique segment where I put myself down and put all my coworkers up, which is usually the exact opposite of what I do on the show. So I guess I'm just in the holiday spirit, but I was worried to tie it all the way back to June 5th of 2025 when you were gone.
This is not one I wanted to miss either. I don't remember why I was gone, and it could have been family related, but I don't know for sure.
Because you usually don't miss Thursdays. You usually take Fridays off. Yeah, you take a lot of Fridays off in the off season.
Yeah, I do not want to take Thursdays because of Gold Jacket. And I think it's the only one I've ever missed, which is ironic.
Would you maybe have called in sick the morning of?
I was sick. That's it. You nailed it. I was sick. I flew something.
That's right, because I was researching for the. I didn't start researching for this interview until the morning of, until I was already at work.
And I felt like I could maybe do it, but I didn't want to come in here and infect people or whatever. I don't know what I had, but I certainly wasn't feeling up for doing the interview. Oh, my goodness. And I was more than happy to, like, not. I mean, I wasn't worried about you guys.
Yeah.
It was more about me
wanting
to do it. It was like, okay, and now, all right, so now tell the folks who it was, which is kind of ironic.
So it's funny we talked about Ronnie Barber earlier in this segment because we will be discussing his teammate, the infamous Warren Sapp interview.
That alarm clock went off a long time ago. You can go to the next subject.
We will discuss the origin of that because with Ice in the two chair, or no, Ice shifting from the two chair to the one chair, somebody needs to take over that two chair. Fish calls upon me. Hey, we're going to the righty reliever. Cole, you're going to the two chair today. This is my second time co-hosting this show, and evidently the last time, because it hasn't happened again yet 6 months later. And, all right, it's a Gold Jacket Thursday. And I'm dead serious. Like, I was really, I don't know if concerned is the right word, but I was very cognizant of the fact that this is Rothman's relationship with the Hall of Fame. He's built this relationship. This is a segment that's very important to him, and I want to put together entertaining content. And so Ice starts with the first couple questions, laying the foundation, talking about Miami, talking about college. And so I'm thinking, okay, this is great. I've wanted to ask him about the draft. This is great for the chronology of it because Ice was talking about Miami, so now we can pivot. I can be the transition to the NFL. And I will say his answers to Ice's questions at the gate were a little bit slow. His tone, he didn't seem really upbeat or excited about the interview. And so I come in with a haymaker, and I got to admit, I do regret how this went. You were a bit of a wild card heading into the draft, and I think a lot of people have seen the clips of the Jets fans wanting you. They draft Kyle Brady instead. Who did you think was going to draft you?
That alarm clock went off a long time ago. You can go to the next subject.
All right, no problem. So, with the Buccaneers... Oh, my God.
Mm. So, by the way, it's very... No, there's the question was fine. I feel... Okay, so let's go back a little bit. Sapp comes out after his junior year. He is an absolute star, an All-American defensive tackle, won the Lombardi, so now he's the best lineman. So this isn't just a throwaway question. This is a guy who is top six in the Heisman as a defensive guy.
Defensive tackle,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so led the Hurricanes in sacks, fumble recovery, the whole deal. So he was an absolute superstar. And once he declared himself eligible for the draft, he tested positive at the time for a banned substance. So he's automatically thrown into the league's drug program once he signs a contract. So testing positive, now it doesn't prevent him from entering the league. He just has to go now into the program. So clearly he was on tilt right away. And this was a question I think that was okay to ask. Sometimes in these interviews, and I'm trying to think of, because you didn't ask him about what I just said. You asked him to relive the draft.
I didn't know it.
Well, that's okay. Well,
I knew about the drug stuff, but okay. You said something. I remember because we were joking about this when you came back. We never listened to the full audio.
Yeah.
I remember you saying when we came back that there was a rumor that a team planted that against him so that way he would fall to them. Mm-hmm. That part I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know about the drug stuff, and I knew that was why. I thought it was a very interesting question, which is why I wanted to bring it up. I tried to bring it up in a football way. I called him a wild card. We both know what that means. It's because of the whole rumors of drugs and all that stuff. And so I wanted to know who he thought he really solely for the what if aspect of the fan. So we could all play the what if game and, oh, what if he went to this team? Because a lot of people thought he was going to the Jets and then they took tight end Kyle Brady, correct?
I'd have to go back and look at that. I feel like there was a story that he had tested positive for cocaine, but that was not true. That was certainly put aside. He's part of that draft horror story, right? He's one of those. It's not Laramie Tunsil, because there's not video like Tunsil, but it was that he
the gas mask.
That he did fall. Like it was. Listen, you asked a good question. You didn't even ask about the drug stuff.
Yeah, I didn't say, hey, drugs, what you think?
Yeah, or how much he felt, or do you want to come forward with something 30 years later now? You're going to confess here on Rothman and Ice.
Like, let's break some news.
Yeah, like, hey, so I know you've thought about this for 30 years. You want to give us the real story?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was, no, he was considered one of the top players available.
Where can I find a good eight ball?
Yeah, exactly. He saw his stock take a dip, you know, because the reports that he had failed, not just one drug test, a lot of them. Like, so it was a big story at the time. Do I realize now why he wouldn't want to go back and relive that? Of course. But I don't think you asked that question. You asked,
who did you think you were going to get drafted by?
Yeah. So he goes 12, right?
It was 11 or 12.
Yeah, I think he went 12 to Tampa. So,
well, yeah, like you said, top six in the Heisman. Like, that's generational stuff at his position. Like, that's top two, top... That's probably number one player who's not a quarterback getting drafted.
The one thing that you could say about it being 30 years later is that you would think that maybe he could look back upon it now.
Yeah.
And actually have a little more of a level approach to it. But if there were things about it that were true or false, he wanted to move on day one after he was drafted. So now 30 years later, asking him to relive the draft moment that didn't go as planned, probably, I don't mind it. I just think, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you would have known what I know about those stories that surfaced, would you have still asked that question?
No, I actually would have been more likely to ask the question. And evidently the reality was 100% of the possibility was that I was going to ask that question because I did. But I would have even felt more comfortable asking that question because then there would have been the possibility that it wasn't true. I just assumed that it was true. I didn't realize that was maybe a planted story where a team who was drafting in the middle of the draft was trying to have him fall to them. I didn't even realize that. And so if I had thought that there was a higher likelihood that maybe this wasn't even the case, then that would be even more comfortable for him to talk about that because he wouldn't be viewed as at fault.
It's possible that he did test positive, that it's true.
Well, yeah.
It's positive. It may be test positive for marijuana, which was the story certainly at Miami. I don't really know. And I don't think anybody truly knows.
I'll be honest, I was so flustered when he said
that. Well, why wouldn't you be? It's not a... You were asking a football question to relive his draft time. He's a Hall of Famer. He's back for residency. You wanted to know, put yourself back on that night and how you handled it. I don't think that was a bad question. I'm wondering, though, you probably wouldn't have brought him back to that night if you would have known the history of it, because you were curious about that night. Most people
I knew
people
that it was drug-related. Yeah. Like I said, if I knew what you were explaining to me about the fact that it was a plant, I would have been even more comfortable than I was. And look, I want to be somebody who asks interesting questions. This is my honest takeaway from that. And I'm not even sure if this is the appropriate lesson to learn from that, but go ahead and coach me up here. Honestly, what I got from that is don't ask hard questions on a phone interview. I think face-to-face, you have more opportunity before the interview even starts to chat it up, and you can kind of like read body language, and he can kind of get a read on if I'm trying to set him up for something and then like, you know, hit him with a whammy over the head or something like that. I think that if it were face-to-face, he would have seen that it would have been more just genuine and honest question. But like over the phone, he doesn't know me from anybody. His tone of voice, he seemed disinterested in the interview. Mm-hmm. And actually, we can play my follow-up question where I'm just like, Buccaneers, about that. So you tell me, this is my follow-up question to that. And I just want you to gauge his tone of voice and tell me that if I wrecked this and put him in a bad spot, or if he was just genuinely disinterested. Tony Dungy was very popular in your locker room. How long did it take for John Gruden to win over that locker room? I imagine that there were some ruffled feathers after Tony Dungy was ousted. You can tell that I'm flustered because I'm asking leading questions, which I don't like to do, and I can't even get John Gruden and Tony Dungy straight.
No, it's a business. When you got a new head coach, you got to move forward. And Gruden was a guy that wanted to go 140 miles an hour in a car that only go 110. So we had to match his intensity, which it was something new for us because Dungy didn't demand that from us like what Gruden demanded from us. So you know, he wanted us to score touchdowns. He talked about us being great defense. He said, we'll score some points around here. I want 9 touchdowns. We scored 9 touchdowns and won us the Super Bowl. So trust me, there was no ruffled feathers. We just, you know, we got a job to do. And we had a head man that was leading us in the proper manner, and we went and got the job done.
Actually, you know what? On second thought, that doesn't sound that bad. I remember that in real time, and again, my head is spinning because I'm filling in for Rothman on his favorite segment, and I feel like I just ruined his relationship with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That didn't sound that bad on second thought.
I think it was awesome. I think your pivot was quick. It was appropriate about guys that really love Tony Dungy and exploring the narrative of Gruden winning the Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's team. That's whatever that narrative was. I mean, Tony Dungy had a damn good team. That defense was great with him. And they got beaten in the wild card, I think, by Philly and both times. And so when he gets fired and they replace him with Gruden a week later, that's a very appropriate question. I'm very impressed, actually, with it because Buccaneers go on to win the Super Bowl with him. And they're kind of credited to Tony Dungy's team building skills, and it kind of leaves Gruden as a coach. You simply like got him over the hump. But how great was that answer?
Actually,
he
you know
told
what?
You the difference.
Listening
the
back to it, well, and this is what you should
do on
the
offense.
I was expecting a different answer, and so I think when he pivoted, because I was expecting him, because I've heard him speak very highly of Tony Dungy in interviews and stuff like that. So I was expecting one answer, and then I got one. It's like, hey man, do what we got to do. That in the moment, I read that as him just brushing off my question because he was pissed off at me. That was actually a fair answer, so I'm actually going to defend him on that one. The first one, like I said, my head was spinning so much. I was like, oh my gosh, I just ruined this whole segment. We're never going to do this segment ever again. Rothman's he gets sick one day, and I ruined everything. That one actually wasn't so bad. We'll be right back with more of this. Rothman and I is 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Kamar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We hope you're enjoying a day off because our hosts certainly are. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice. Rothman and Ice, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back, Rothman and Ice. TLC, Rothman's with me. I'm going over the infamous Warren Sapp interview. But as I was saying, there were two times, though, after that where I thought that he was a little bit combative. And here's him. You can judge this one. This is Ice asking him about Shador. He really did not want to talk about Colorado players for some reason.
Just talk about being around Shador, because there's so many people that it seems like Warren think they know who he is and what he is, but you've been around him. So talk to our listeners, a lot of Browns fans, about what they're getting in Shador Sanders.
I'm not here to plead Shador's case for him. He'll do it himself.
Okay. But do you think, obviously, he's got the goods, right, to figure this out in time?
Just like I told you, Shador will do everything he needs to do to show y'all what kind of player he is.
Okay. Was that a combative answer?
It makes the listener believe that either he doesn't like Shador, doesn't believe in him, I have nothing great to say about him. Like, if I didn't know anything about the situation, I would be like, okay, there's no love for Shador, that something's there. Like, maybe he believes truly that, No, I'm not here to campaign for him, and I don't need to prop him up. He can do that on his own. But if I was just listening, I would be like, okay, when Maddie followed up with you believe he has the goods, though, which certainly is something he could comment on,
yeah,
like generically, and say,
he's on the coaching staff.
He's got more than what it takes to make it in pro football. Like, It's a quiet confidence that comes off as negative. Like, and I don't know why he would do that. I don't, it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes you catch these guys, and maybe this is Warren, genuine Warren. I don't know.
That was Ice's takeaway. He's like, hey, man, he's Warren Sapp. You never know what you're going to get. And that's kind of what we got.
That's right.
And then here's one more. He's me asking about Travis Hunter, and he was nitpicking my wording here. Come on. How do you think the NFL is going to accept the idea of Travis Hunter being a full-time two-way player?
Why does the NFL have to do it? It would be the Jacksonville Jaguars and their ownership, correct?
Correct. I should have specified that.
The other 31 teams don't have any dog in that fight, do they?
No, you're correct. I should have specified the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think they should be fine with it, but hey, you know, I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
The young man played 400, like 3-4 more games than everybody else in college. And what are you going to do with him on the National Football League? Because it ain't like you doing a bunch of practicing.
Right.
It's almost like he's surprised we're asking him these questions when he was on the coaching staff.
So here's my just humble take on all of it. So he didn't offer anything on the Sanders stuff. Like, he didn't defend him, he didn't prop him up, he didn't feel like, he was just neutral on the whole thing. And he, similar to your question about Travis, like,
yeah,
like he was more neutral. And I'm wondering whether or not that some of these guys like Warren Sapp believe that less media hype is better for these guys. That if I add more hype, that it either makes it sound like they need the hype, and if I just stay like, these guys are football players, they know what to do. Jacks, like, that's the only way I can take it. is that...
Is that the benefit of the doubt argument, or is that the most likely outcome?
What if he believes that less hype actually would benefit Shador? That
it's
meaning
possible.
keeping both these guys grounded going into the pros, at least from his personal standpoint, was actually doing them a solid.
I don't think that's an impossibility at all. I think that's an interesting point that I didn't consider. But there is still part of me that thinks that he just didn't want to do the interview and was just being asked questions and was just in a particular mood. And like I remember at the end of the interview, like you know how we usually do when we record these interviews with the Hall of Fame, is like usually we wrap up the interview, all right, hey, and thanks, and that was Warren Sapp, blah, blah, blah. And then like there's a pause, and then we say, hey, man, thanks a lot for that. That was a good time. Thanks for giving us some time. That was great. And they say, oh, yeah, man, anytime you want, goodbye, like thank you. Like he just like hung up, like it was like the dunk. Like we got the dunk from him like very quickly. So I just didn't get the sense that he wanted to do the interview.
Probably not.
He really didn't want to talk about Colorado players. But all in all, my takeaway from this, I will say that wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because when I was going to take those cuts, I was like, I had to pause like every 10 seconds and like, oh my God, I can't listen to this. It wasn't as bad as I remember, but I still hold his feet to the fire a little bit. He wasn't great. We've had better.
I don't think you needed coached up. I don't think any
really?
Of that. I don't think there's anything that you could have truly done differently than ask the same question differently. Like, could you have gone back 30 years and said to Warren Sapp, with all the water under the bridge from 30 years ago, like looking back on it, how do you believe you handled that time?
There is an art to that.
How did that affect you? How did that impact you? I think that when you ask tough questions, a lot of it, you know, can be a growth moment for them.
There are two ways to ask tough questions, though. You can ask it in a very delicate way that may give you more information, or you can ask it very plainly and see how they react. They may give you a worse answer. And so there's no way of knowing which way sounds better to the listener or which way sounds better to you, because sometimes you're actually digging for more information and sometimes you kind of just want to say, hey man, here's the question flat out, go where you want with it.
I think people know whether you're dancing around a question or not. And I think sometimes though, throwing the fastball right between the eyes is probably the way to go, but he's a guest on your show. This isn't some, he's not under.
And that was a key part of his career. It's how it started.
He's not under oath.
No.
You're not some prosecuting attorney that's asking him questions. Like, I think that's the line you have to walk. And I would lean more on, he's a guest on your show.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a time to put the spotlight on him from 30 years ago, which you didn't do.
Oh.
Like, I thought
you were going to say that's what I did do by even bringing it up.
Well, you didn't bring up the real part because you didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't mention drugs or cocaine.
Yeah, like,
and I was never going
you
to.
You didn't even have to ask that. You could say, looking back 30 years ago, does it still bother you, the things that were written about you, or is there something about the draft that you would have done differently, that you would have handled differently?
Honestly, I think I would have gotten the same answer. I think he just did not want to talk draft.
That's what I'm saying to you. I don't think you could have done anything differently. And he's one of those guys that this was probably an obligatory thing to come on and say, okay, I want to promote that I'm here. But yeah, I think, first of all, his answer on Gruden was great because Gruden was more of an offensive guy who had to lean more into their running game and Brad Johnson, and it really didn't affect him on the defensive side. But I thought it was great. I thought whatever you wanted him to reveal, he was going to reveal what he wanted to. You asked him about guys that he should know, the most popular guys going into the draft. And here's the only thing I would say. When people give short answers like that, you can double down in a nice way. You can say, and this would be human,
okay,
is there a reason you don't want to give them any endorsement on right now? I mean,
about Shador and Travis?
Yeah, like, is there a reason that you don't want to talk about their...
Also, I was worried about him hanging up.
If he hangs up, that's not your fault. And I understand you respected the moment of this is the Hall of Fame interview and you want to give him his due. He's an admired athlete over his lifetime. You want to respect that. But if Maddie would have said, exactly what you were thinking, which is, wow, you were on the staff. I'm surprised you don't have anything more.
You don't have anything nice to say about
that. Or not even nice, just that you don't want to elaborate on what kind of professionals they're going to become or what their challenges are. You've been here. You've done this.
Exactly.
These guys are set up. By the way, the other question to them is, you know, these guys were so good in college. You know, do you have any fear in their adjustment period going into the pros? And maybe you get something out of them there, but never be afraid to react in time to their reaction. Meaning, because when you don't, it becomes more awkward.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you want to volley
I wasn't ready for that.
I know that. And I don't want you to say this is like a tennis match where you got to hit the ball back into their court and let them handle it.
But, playing defense.
But I think that your natural reaction to his short interview or short answer about these two guys who he intimately has knowledge of would have been interesting to me.
We'll be right back with more of this Rothman and Ice 97.1.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Men, it's the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
That glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents. And that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Jackets are back in Nationwide for a battle with the Islanders. Live fan coverage starts Sunday at 4:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan. This is the best of Rothman and Ice. The only way this show could be more interesting is if it were live, but it's not. So, yes. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back, Rothman and Ice. TLC, Rothman's with me. I'm going over the infamous Warren Sapp interview. But as I was saying, I'd like to think that in a world where it was my name on the show, I would have done everything you're saying, with it being your name on the show and this being your relationship. And look, dude, the Hall of Fame probably knows that he's a handful sometimes. Like, that's not a secret that, like, he can be a bit of a, like I said, wild card. And so even if he was upset, knowing after having this discussion, the Hall of Fame probably wasn't going to call us and say, hey, we're never doing this again.
No. It wasn't that.
But in the moment, that's what I'm thinking in like very short amount of time where he says that. And now I got to somehow pivot. Buccaneers, John Gruden.
And I'm not expecting you when he said that alarm clock went off a long time ago, next question.
Oh, we can play that.
Which is about
that alarm clock went off a long time ago. You can go to the next subject.
Okay. So you got two options. You either take his advice, which you did, or he's not supposed to tell you what you can do as the interviewer, and you could double down with fear of him hanging up yeah. or going away and saying, is there a reason you don't want to talk about that? Why is that question out of bounds? It's not appropriate for the time, and yeah. it's not that important. And I think at times, interviewers, especially in this era, they don't care about the viral moment, whether it's bad, good, ugly. They don't care. As long as it goes viral, that's all they care about. I'm glad that you cared enough to say and respect that, all right, we're going down a road. He's not going to give us much. Let's move on. It wasn't the appropriate time. Like I said, he's there to kind of promote that he's in Canton and maybe talk about his career and what he's proud of. And we're giving him that platform. But I'm proud that you asked.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think going back at him with...
It's not like was it Chad Clifton, the offensive tackle, who he ear-holed with the Packers on that blind side? He had a dirty... Who was the Packers coach who he yelled proto jersey on? Bill Sherman, was that his name? Like, it's not like I was bringing up, like, hey, you're...
Mike Sherman? Yeah, Mike Sherman, I think.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Did he also coach at Nebraska? Am I correct about that?
I don't recall.
Anyway, not important. But it's not like I said, like, hey, all of your worst moments ever. Like, that was paramount to the direction of his career. So I didn't think that it was out of bounds or out of line. I try to make it football-y. I try not to focus on the controversy. Yeah. I tried to focus on the football aspect of it. So I'm glad you felt that way, because in real time, my head was all over the place. Well, I was rattled. And I don't like to admit that, because you know how I feel.
Well,
you got to buck up for the interview, and you got to put yourself on their level.
Well, how many times have I told you...
I was out of control.
After I've done an interview, damn, I wish I would have asked that. Oh, I can't believe I didn't ask that.
But they're usually not like part of the toughest questions.
Well, part of it is when most people prepare for interviews, they're listing their questions.
Yeah.
So just going on a line of questioning, they stop, they forget about actually listening. And maybe you do want to follow up with something, or maybe it takes you down a different road.
For sure.
And then you lean into it. But I think that, sure, could you have asked him in a different way? When you think back on it now, do you look at it with great fondness that maybe you thought you would be drafted by somebody else, but the Tampa got you? Is your career everything you thought it would, wanted it to be, dreamed it would be? Like, when you think of it now compared to back then, how cool is it now that you think about that you were drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And I don't know if you get anything different.
I don't think so
either. I don't know. I really don't know, because if you thought...
It was an obligation to him. It wasn't fun. He wasn't...
Yeah. Because if he thought he was going to the Eagles, or he could have gone to my Vikes, right? You know, right before that, he could have. Like, there were defensive guys that were in that draft, whether he went to the Rams or the Eagles or my Vikes. Like, there were other teams that needed defensive guys on that defensive line, and he didn't. And a lot of people believe, like, the only other question, I don't know how deep you could get with him, TLC, because sometimes you lean into it right away, and a guy just swats it away, and then you move on to something else. But you can always go with the, when you look back on it now, do you feel like it was destiny, that you were meant to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer? Are you a guy that leans into that? Or do you think about how your road may have been different if you were drafted by a different franchise or a different coach? Like, maybe that's the way to go. But when you bring him back to that specific time that was a dark time for him, you could understand why 30 years, I'm not reliving that. But... You had a moment, man. It wasn't just background noise. That was a real deal. That was picked up, I remember, by Yahoo and other places. There were other places that wrote about that interview.
Wait, they did?
I'm pretty sure I read about that.
How was I not aware of this?
Well, because our interviews, when you promote them and you have a name like that, it goes out there.
For sure.
And so it was, a lot of it was Sanders and Hunter related, though. It wasn't about him. It was about those two guys that are very big names and polarizing draft picks. But heck of a moment to come back to, I got to tell you that.
Well, I'm going
to
be spending my Christmas Day researching that and finding all the articles written about the first interview. That was the second big interview, because before that, when I was doing a Fan Sports Sunday with Tito and we had four guests in a row, one of them was Buster Douglas. And we had four guests in a row on a Fan Sports Sunday with me and Tito. It was Kevin McGuff. It was one of his golf gambling buddies. It was Buster Douglas. And then it was, I don't know. There were like four guys who had nothing to do with each other.
Sounds like that old question, you know. I'll give you four guys to go dinner, dead or alive. Who do you want? These four somehow.
Buster Douglas, yeah. Kevin McGuff.
Yeah. A golf gambler.
That's exactly what it was.
And that's who he wanted to have dinner with. I think the reason why I probably had it in the back of my mind of Sapp's reaction was probably the stuff that I read about the interview, that maybe these were other people thinking that who knew Sapp, that maybe thought that I'm not going to be able to help Sanders or Hunter by glowingly talking about them.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, that'll be looked upon as me trying to, that they need help. So I always took it as that his short answer was not that he didn't like them, but that's why I said earlier that if you were just listening, you would think like, wow, he didn't have a good relationship with these guys.
Yeah.
But in his own mind, it may have been like, these guys can handle it on their own. Mm-hmm. They're good enough. They don't need me pumping them up. And that may have been it. And by the way, that is also a follow-up. Is so, do you, the reason you're not giving them a glowing endorsement, did you believe that you don't need to? And I'm wondering if that gets them down another road. Who knows?
All right, well, stay tuned. We had fun. That was fun. We went a long time on that. Stick around. We have some either, I don't know, Baja Blast Idiot or Mary J. Blige coming up next.
We'll be back with another comment in just a moment.
We'll be back with another comment in just a moment.
That alarm clock went off a long time ago. You can go to the next up.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. The outlook was pretty rough. I mean, it was, you know, we had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him. To this date, you know, we are 12 years into this journey, and from day one, we've never once seen a bill. It gave us the peace of mind to know that we're there with our son, and we're going to beat cancer together. Now, he is doing really, really well. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we get rid of this, how we help kids beat cancer all over. It's the future.
Together, we will make cures possible for every child everywhere.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Sloman's Home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Fan. Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. The Fan.
Let's take a listen back to when we were awesome. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice.
Would you stop?
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
We're over here discussing something important, but go ahead. I'm kidding.
I'd love to know what it was.
It's about you and your future and all that good stuff. Go ahead, though.
Was that sarcasm?
No, not at all.
You're talking about me and my future.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a fan of Love Island, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So thinking about just shipping you off to Love Island and have you just not produce the show, but you would be kind of reporting live from there and everything that's going on for you.
I'll be a correspondent, as they call it.
I will say this. I did watch a show called Summer House.
Summer House.
It's like a whole bunch of people go to the Hamptons, rent out a crib for the summer, Summer House. One of the guys that was there every weekend, he was a radio host.
So really?
He went in his room, did his show every day, came out and partied.
Hey. Well,
his bosses let him do it.
Give me a Comrex. I think Love Island is in Fiji, but I'll adjust my sleep schedule accordingly.
I would love to see you on one of those shows. Cole would be hilarious on those things, man. Because I think he'd be a menace on there, AR. Because there's always one guy on there.
Here's the thing.
It's a little bit of a menace.
I think we call that an agitator.
Yeah, I think that'd be TLC.
Here's the thing about that, though. Because you got to keep your approval rating high enough to not get voted off, but simultaneously be entertaining enough to where you're not boring. And so shooting for that middle ground is kind of tough because, you know, I may be like, oh, there's cameras all around me. I know Matty Ice and AR are watching. I'm going to say something crazy. And then, oops, I took it too far and everyone hates me now.
Also, you want to be on those shows as long as possible. That way you can run into all the money at the finish line with endorsements and all of that.
Yeah.
So you want to be like,
yeah, if you're there for 3 days, you're kind of forgotten about.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get name dropped on a podcast, but you're not getting invited to the podcast.
Like all these people that made it to like the top 10 final five.
They're going on Jimmy Fallon. They're going everywhere. On Alex Cooper.
Yeah. A lot of money to be made doing that. So that's what we got to get done for AR. So get them on the show, but also get him to the final, you know, final five, final 10 contestants.
You know what?
Then he may not come back.
Funny enough.
Where do you think our motivation was?
Oh, man.
Here's the description. A group of single people moved to a luxury villa in the hope of finding love in the summer of their life. Throughout the series, there are shock twists, surprise announcements, that will test the relationships between the islanders to remain in their luxury paradise and stand a chance of winning the big money prize. They must couple up, win the hearts of each other and the public as they ultimately decide who stays or who goes on Love Island.
Yeah, you did a great job with that, by the way. And then there's also recouplings too, AR. So if like you're with, you know, your girl on the show, there's going to be like, you know, three more girls that come in and they're going to tempt you. Do you want to stay with who you've been with? Or do you like what you see in some of that eye candy and you want to get to know them? It can get a little messy.
So you're asking me if I want to reseed the playoff.
Yeah.
Or have the bracket as is.
Yeah. One of my boys, actually Big Mo, friend of the fan here, doing some good work in the mornings. He just said I would kill it on those shows. I know you would, Big Mo. Big Mo's got the drip. You know, he's got it.
Is Big Mo the one waiting a week to text a girl?
No, he is not that.
3 days is industry standard.
3 days?
Yeah,
that's about right. That feels appropriate.
What's on your slate today?
Funny enough that we're talking about this, because I can get into some Love Island training right now, because I stumbled upon a website called Art of Manliness. And they have an article that lists 100 skills that every man should know how to do.
Okay.
Shockingly, I only know how to do like 3 of them.
Yeah.
But with my, you know, my suburban lifestyle doesn't really mesh with this.
Yeah, Dublin's finest.
Yeah, exactly. So number 75, that 100 skills that every man should know, change your car's oil. Are you in or out on when something's wrong with your car, you try to give it a look over yourself before going to an expert?
No, TLC. I'm calling the closest thing I can get as far as help. I'm not that guy, AR.
I'm not going to slide under the car on one of those little wheelie things and take the oil out. I can add oil, dipstick, like I can do that. Like I can, I mean, you guys, you can add oil. You can add water to a radiator, like you could do that. You add windshield wiper fluid, so I'm sure you could add oil. If your, oil is low, you know how to do that.
Every time I go get an oil change, I just let them handle it. I've always been up front with the girls that I've dated. I am not a handyman. Like, up front, I'm telling you out of the gate. So if that's what you're looking for,
I think you said
not
that
your
you were not handy, but handsy.
I got other strengths. I got other strengths there that I can get to. But I've always been
I'm
honest about that.
I'm a handsy guy.
Like, I'm always the guy that's going to call to get things fixed. I'm never going to be the fixer.
That's good.
So I probably don't check off hardly anything on that list. What's number one?
They got a leaky faucet over here.
Let's call somebody.
I don't know if they necessarily went in order of importance, but I will go to number one.
Maybe just because change a diaper.
Number one's got to be change a tire.
How about change a
tie? Tie a necktie.
I can get that done.
I've been taught that before. I forget.
That's unbelievable. I can get that done.
You've gotten to this point in your life where you're questioning whether you could tie a necktie?
Dude, I only wear ties to weddings and funerals. That's it.
Because you got to wear them every day, right?
Every day.
So, yeah, for
and so I wear it nightmares about not getting it tied and all that and having trouble. But
I wear a tie like twice a year. So every time it comes, it's like going to the dentist.
Yeah,
like that, like that's the frequency of it.
I will admit that you can probably get out of practice on that, and you could, you would stumble with it.
Yeah, all shout out to my pops.
Around up, through, I get
what about a double? What about a triple Windsor?
Number two is build a campfire. By the way, still can't do
There's
that.
There's no way I'm
building campfires. All right, here's the one that I wanted to talk about though. Number 45. It's not so much a can you do this,
Archie Griffin?
Do you consider this an important skill in life? Shuffling cards. Do you know how to shuffle a deck of cards?
I do not.
I think that's an important skill in life. Because if you're...
Who doesn't know how to do that?
Oh, if you're at a card table and there's someone who, like, it gets to their deal and they don't know how to shuffle and they're passing the person next to them, that's soft.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're in the Midwest.
We're
we
in on that.
In this part of the country, okay?
Keep going down the list. I like this.
Oh, okay. I'll just scroll to random ones.
Just keep doing these life skill tests, because...
One of them was how to properly pour a beer.
That is because you got to tilt the glass.
Yeah.
That's
every,
what I,
every now and then I forget that.
Yeah. So you got to tilt the glass and pour the beer in, not have the,
boy, the head the glass on the beer and all foam.
Yeah. Okay. I have learned that trick.
Why? Because you don't want all the foam to be half the glass.
Oh. Another trick with your foam, too, is who taught me this? Like, you wipe your nose, the side of your nose, AR. It's like there's a little natural oil or whatever off your skin. You spin that in your beer foam, it eliminates the foam right away.
I think you were lied to.
No, it works. I've tried this. I'm telling you, you pour some beer in a glass, the foam at the top, wipe the side of your nose, swirl that thing around in there, foam's gone.
Get that finger out of your nose, Maddie. You don't know where that finger's been.
It's quite the trick. That and the old popcorn trick I learned with getting your butter to the bottom.
Hey, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait a minute. Now I know why that happened. Okay.
What's he doing over there?
I thought you were talking about a popcorn trick from the movie Diner. Anyway, go ahead.
I told you about that, though, right, AR? Stick a straw in your popcorn, have the butter run through the straw to get to the bottom of your bag. A couple of listeners taught me that a few years ago, and it works.
Here's one I will never know how to do. You got to
unclog
be like
a toilet?
That's actually one of them. Oh, I just scrolled past that one. I'm not even kidding. But identify poisonous and edible plants. Like those people out, like those park rangers. Who are just telling you like what you can and can't do? I'm like, how did you learn this?
Yeah, no.
Nice
like, trial and error.
What am I, a park ranger?
Exactly.
All right. Anything else?
Yes.
Go down this list because we're kind of like what 1 for 5. I don't think.
Oh, I'm not going to rack up any of these.
Well, we got the tie.
I did get that.
Oh, I don't know how to do. This would be the most badass thing. Like if you talk about like swagger, this is it. I will never have the confidence to do this. How to open a bottle without an opener. Have you ever like opened a bottle where you just slam it, like perfectly angle it against the end of a table?
I have done that.
Without breaking the glass, because that's what I'd be afraid of.
I have done that too.
Really?
Shoot the glass.
Well, the thing that you, mine is not that. It's you take the head of the bottle with the cap and you kind of slam your hand down on it. That gets it off. I'm not just going like.
Can you judge the trajectory of your arm well enough to just take the bottle from up here where your shoulder is to just slam it perfectly against the corner?
Seems kind of unnecessary.
It's a tone setter. It's you're trying to flex.
Are you damaging the table?
Yeah, but you look cool.
It's not your table.
Not at your table. Okay. Yeah, maybe at a bar or whatever. You know, trying to impress somebody, you do that.
Run through a few more. I've not done that.
Every man should know how to drive in the snow.
There are levels of that.
It depends on where you're from.
There are levels of that. Yeah. I agree. There's understeer, oversteer, all that. Not braking when you're sliding. Don't brake.
Tap it.
Tap. Just tap it.
Yeah.
If you grew up in this area of the country, I would think maybe you'd have some experience. Yeah.
Every man should know how to play poker. I do.
I don't.
Oh, what? Like anything? Five card draw, Texas Hold'em.
We played a lot of Uno, played a lot of Tonk, Spades. Those are the card games I grew up on.
Okay, this one.
We'll invite you to the next game. Bring some cash.
Here's an antiquated manliness skill.
Thanks, Justin.
Drive a stick shift.
Of course.
No way. Not in this.
I think it's an era thing.
Like, I'm going to give you my theory on this.
Gen Z trash over here can't do that.
I can't either.
So I'm going to give you my theory on this and tell me if you think this is right. I believe that when the cell phone became really popular in the 90s, the flip phone, whatever, like, I think that there was no Bluetooth yet. And my theory is all the cars that I loved and grew up on and drove stick and all that, you couldn't drive stick and talk on the phone at the same time. And so stick was somewhat eliminated and they went with the paddle shifters and all that. But I think that the cell phone ruined this for stick shift cars. And I automatic, it's fine. And you can shift faster with automatic, and cars, you can drive faster technically with automatic.
Yeah.
And then when Bluetooth was invented and you could put the earphone in or whatever, before it was integrated into the car, then I think stick could come back a little bit. But I assume it's gone
Did they even make those anymore?
I would doubt it.
Yeah,
No.
TLC 230. Maybe we come back to some of these later on the show. I like that list. That was fun.
There's some good ones in there.
I'm going to ask Bobby about some of
these. I guarantee you Bobby can do a lot more of these than you and I can.
100%. Yeah.
He told me one time he could, if he ever got bit by a snake out in the wild, that he would suck out the poison. He would be able to treat that for you. So I'll ask him about that in 2 minutes.
Where'd you get bitten?
Rothman Ice on the Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Fan.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So here we go. First day on the job. Got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org. Picture it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful That is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now. It was so good the first time, we had to shove it down your ear hole again. This is the best of Rothman and Ice on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
All right. He's the masterful one. He's our guy, Bobby Carpenter. He's with us on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. How you doing today, bud?
Doing good. Mm-hmm. Some answers for you, Rothman. Yeah, okay. I can drive a stick. I have a car with a stick.
You still have one with a stick?
Yeah, my Jeep. It's okay. 98 Wrangler. Oh, it was right. Always my dream to get it. I've changed the oil on it before. Mm-hmm. My brother, I've installed two bumpers on it and put a winch on it this year and put in the battery.
Change a tire, I imagine you've done that.
Oh, yeah. No. Dude, changing on tire on my Jeep is tough because it's super jacked up, so you've got to get, like, blocks underneath the jack because I don't have, like, some super high semi-jack that'll get it off the ground. So
you told me you used to know how to jump start a car back in the day as well.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different
crack things.
Crack
that steering column, you know.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, I mean, jump start a lot of things, Rothman. Just depends on how you look at them. I will tell you this. I asked someone why, because when I was growing up, I had a lot of friends that had standards, and the reason people would buy them is because they were cheaper. I mean, they'd be like $2,000. When you were talking about buying a car that was a used car for like $8,000 versus like $6,200, I mean, that was a lot of money. I mean, and it came down to that, and I asked someone, you know, who was in the car business, and it's like, why they stopped? He goes, because the automatic transmissions became so efficient and so much cheaper that you didn't need them anymore. And that's why, like, even in high-end sports cars, like, they have Bluetooth. They have all this stuff now. But, like, even in, like, the like high-end foreign sports cars, because in Europe there's still more standards here than not. I got a couple of tennis dudes staying at my house right now that are playing over at, like, some sort of ATP event at Ohio State. And the one dude from Britain is 26, 27, and he can drive a stick. Because I was like, he's like, oh, mate, I'd love to take that out. I'm like, well, it's a little cold. I don't have the doors. Or he's like, you can drive it without all that stuff on there. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. So,
you just might drive on the wrong side of the road, though.
No, he drives. He lives in California now, so he's good. Believe me, I asked him. He goes, now
take my Jeep out. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. I can't get left.
Well, he talked about the he's like, you guys have traffic circles, roundabouts. I'm like, yeah, we've got them here. Yeah. Believe me, some of the older people don't really enjoy them that much, and they don't really understand how to go in and out of them. But just make sure you go into the right side, not to the left. But he's good. Yeah, so they've got that. What was the other question? I can shuffle cards. My bridge isn't the best, but I can still get it done.
Yes, you got the tie on lock, right?
Tie?
Yeah.
It's funny because my dad sucks at tying ties, so kind of in interesting fashion.
It
my
skips
mom,
a generation.
Well, my mom taught me how to tie a tie, so they always say, like, if my aunt was my uncle, you know, like whole thing.
Of course.
That old joke. But my mom would tie my tie before school. We would have to wear a tie. Maddie, I don't know if this was the case for you, like, in middle school for, like, our sports games. Like you would wear a shirt and tie.
On Fridays, yeah.
Yeah, our coach said no clip-ons and no ties on polos. Those were the two rules because guys would try to throw a tie on a golf shirt. He's like, no, you got to wear a full shirt with buttons. And my mom taught me. And then once I started doing TV, I got – that's the thing, Roth. Once you start doing it a lot, like you get really good. I'm just like, I told my kids, like, you want to do full Windsor, half Windsor? Like, I could do one like Michael Irvin that has a bridge on like 8 inches. I mean, that thing, I mean, it'll protect you from a beheading if you need to. So, or now you can, now they got the thin ties in. So we're kind of, I think, merging back to the bigger ties again. So yeah, I can do a lot of that stuff. But then again, I'm 42, but my, I've made sure my kids, they can do the, I'm teaching them the tie. I've worked on them. I actually had my son help me put the bumper on and off, like to put a new bumper on my Jeep, and trying to teach them some of those life skills so they'll be able to kind of, you know, hopefully not be completely helpless in life.
Can you play one song on the guitar?
I can't, but I can play the piano. So
that's a flex.
I used to, well, I used to be able to. You can get, like, Wonderwall by Oasis is only a couple chords, and if you gave me a little bit of time, because my buddy used to have a guitar, I just have really fat fingers, so it's hard for me to get in there. But I can probably bang it out if you gave me a couple, probably 6 weeks to learn one, like an easy one.
The one lesson you and I have always been in line with is when people get lost in the wild and what they die of most, and the answer is...
embarrassment.
Shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
They die of shame, Maddie, because they just, they're in their head. What did I do wrong? How could I have gotten myself into this mess? And they do the one thing, or they stop doing the one thing that would save their life. Think. And it's in a movie, The Edge, that Bobby and I both really love. And that's what I always remember that.
By the way, I saw this thing on Instagram. This dude, they didn't think it was real. Guy went out fishing with his buddy off the coast of Mexico. A couple of Mexican guys go out there fishing boat, 21 feet. Nothing big, but for the ocean, like, that's not all that large. Boat gets capsized. They announce them dead, can't find them, searched around, kind of like Castaway. 14 months later, this dude comes crawling onto the beach at the Marshall Islands.
Come on.
The Marshall Islands. Dude, it's like 1,700 miles away. And... they asked, they didn't believe it was him. And then they've got these oceanographers studying the current. They did like a DNA test. And they're like, holy smokes, this is the guy. And that's how he lived. He was like, he caught sea turtles, like caught the rainwater. He said his one buddy died after 4 months. He didn't have the willpower to make it. And he's like, this dude, like, it was amazing. I'm like, you lived on that door that Rose was on, basically, for 14 months in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Was there like a handprint, a bloody handprint on a volleyball? Did they find anything with him there?
Well, that's, believe me, it was not even Wilson. He said he just talked to himself the whole time, which I can't even imagine. Like, the exposure, obviously he had a lot of issues.
Quite a suntan, probably, yeah.
Oh, very, very nice and crisp, I'm sure.
So bronze.
Oh, my goodness.
But he chose to live. He said his buddy gave up and didn't. He goes, I'm going to live.
Listen, you need, this is a really tough movie to watch, and they've had, I think, a couple
Iron
of
Claw?
Them now. That was highly recommended by you as a real uplifting movie, Hallmark movie of the week. No, Open Water.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I've seen Open Water.
And it's very similar to what you just discussed. Maddie, it's this couple goes on a tropical vacation for scuba diving, and it's a group dive. So they all get like 12, I don't know, 8, 10 people
Maddie
go down.
To the group thing.
That's right. It's a group grope, and they all go down, and then the boat, they do a miscount before they leave.
Mm.
So the couple that is still down there, they leave without him. And it's how they have to choose. First of all, they go through a series of emotions of, we can get out of this. Okay, the boat's going to come by and all that. Yeah. And then there's another one where, Bob, where they decide to go diving off their own yacht, and they forgot to put the ladder down. Like, I would think Bob would be able to launch me up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would be able to.
It would be hard because of the leverage you'd need, you wouldn't have. But if I was with you, I imagine you might be able to, like, cannonball me up there somehow.
Well, the thing is, Rothman, I'd be able to get under you and hoist you enough. And if necessary, plunge an orifice to get that last juice.
It would
last
be level like a,
over the top.
You know that scene in Blades of Glory that you and I like so much? Where that would be us. It would have to be a tandem
Lotus.
Thing. The Flying Lotus.
Did you see the Mountain Dew Baja Blast pie out there?
Oh, it's gone.
This is late.
I swallowed it very quickly.
There you go.
Not talking about the Mountain. Did you try it?
No.
Did you try it, Cole?
Yeah, I did.
What do we think?
Oh, so maybe you're the one that destroyed the last of it.
No. There was still some remains by the time that I got done with it. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't to die for, but I'm down to...
Oh, that was kind of...
Well, I'm trying to... I'm gun shy on the microphone because I hear myself walking myself into a drop.
What are you on a date?
What are you talking
about? What are we dating?
I'm confused.
The pie wasn't to die for?
I just want to know. Like, this isn't
dating. What's going on right now? That's a phrase.
No, I know it's a phrase. We're out on a date.
I mean, the pie is to die for. I just want to know what the pie was like.
That's just how people talk about food. Okay. It was fine.
It was fine. But can you... Hey.
It wasn't to die for, but it was fine. I'm not a picky eater. Baja Blast pie?
What did it taste like?
Baja Blast, idiot.
Ow.
Can you clip that off?
That's a real good one. Blast from the past. And here we are.
Multiple YouTube commenters are saying that they now want a Baja Blast idiot t-shirt.
I would wear that. It's Baja Blast, you idiot. I would wear that.
It gets us some free pies. We're all for it.
I just wanted... It's got to be your bowl. If you could describe removing Baja Blast from the description, if you could describe what it tasted like, give me an idea.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
It was very, very sweet.
Okay.
So you got to like sweets. Again, I'm going to just pass the buck and just turn it on to Mountain Dew. It tasted like Mountain Dew a little bit.
Mountain Dew and graham crackers.
I feel like that would just not be good. That just does not sound good.
This is a Taco Bell creation?
Yes, it was very limited. I think T-Bone said that like every single franchise only had 12 to sell. Like extremely exclusive, but he got one for the show for T-Bone and Tyvus. And then there were some leftovers and I'm like, well, hey, I'll try anything once. And that was the drop I was trying to avoid saying and I just walked into it.
He walked into it so he could have a drop of it.
I know I did not. No, I did not. I will clip it off just so I'm not only embarrassing other people. Well, hey, I'll try anything once.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The world, Children International, and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities, and most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org. today. That's children.org.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Fan. Maddie's wearing no pants. Rothman's sewing pants on his dogs. This is the best of Rothman and Ice. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We're back. Thanks for hanging out with us here on your Christmas Eve. We appreciate you. So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun. Best of show, throwing some of our best content together. Just some laughs. It doesn't have to be our best work.
Well, your other nickname is the Drop King.
The Drop
King. When I threw that out there, I'm like, because Maddie and I had never really had a producer that clipped off every last thing we said and then threw it back in our faces. Like, it's a funny deal, and I love the no context to them. We kind of know where they're from, and I think even the listener like expects them now because it's just been such part of the show. So I appreciate, and I know Maddie does, the fact that you're so into that, and you're so into it that we even lost a guest phone call at the time. And I look through the glass, and I'm like, Are you gonna get him back on?
Nope.
And you're like, I gotta
cut some drops.
I gotta cut this drops, drop.
But I mean, the quarterback situation of Penn State just to end any conversation that they could be in this game.
And folks, we had about 5 minutes left in the segment. Could have called him back, got some good stuff out of it. But the drop king, man, he only knows one thing, and it's dropping it like it's hot. And so, yes, man, we got drop after drop, and now here we are doing a drop draft, AR. This should be fun.
We thought we'd have some fun. And listeners out there, everybody has their favorite drops of the show and stuff like that. And so, Ice, we'll let you kick it off.
So I'm always in favor of guys just saying ridiculous things and just out of bounds things that I never really see coming. And we're going to start down in Cincinnati with this one because Ja'Marr Chase, I think they were preparing to take on your Pittsburgh Steelers, gave us a little taste of how he was feeling about the game going into it.
We know the Steelers don't try to come in and raw dog us.
So that was it, man. He knew that the Steelers were going to come in aggressive, fellas, and come in with not letting up at all. So
aggressive indeed.
One of my favorite drops this year comes from Ja'Marr Chase getting ready for the Pittsburgh
Steelers. That is also Colin Behringer's favorite drop.
So, or his least favorite. We're not sure. I think he's more impressed that you actually air it. Like, every time we air it, he's like, well, that's bold. Like, he doesn't think he would have done that.
Oh, so that's my first one in the drop draft. What you got?
Anfernee Rothman?
So, some of the ones, first of all, we started the segment with, you know, my boy Caliendo doing the Al Pacino and Charles Barkley. Those rejoins are actually some of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're in the rotation a lot. We'll have to have him do a few more for us. Sometimes I look at these as the ones I play the most, I probably like the most, but then you get kind of burned out from them. But one that I've never gotten burned out from is whenever somebody says Twitter, and it's not Twitter anymore, it's X, but it'll always be Twitter to me and maybe to a lot of people listening. And I don't remember what press conference this was from. In fact, TLC didn't even know who this was until like 2 days ago, whose voice this is.
Oh.
And so whenever somebody says, like, I saw it on Twitter, I read it on Twitter, I always lean over and hit this.
Twitter.
Yeah, it's my favorite. So Mike Gundy is the guy that said it. I don't remember why or when or how that was said.
I can give it January 7th, 2019, just because that's in the cut label, but I don't know what he was talking about.
Okay, maybe one of these days we get the origin from it, Matty, but it's classic because it's not just that he makes the sound effect of like, it's not that for me. It's also with disdain how much he says Twitter, like the way he says Twitter. Maddie and I'll even say it like that sometimes, so I'm going to go with Gundy Twitter my top five.
Second one for me. We talk so. Oh, are you? My bad. I'm skipping the line. Okay, my bad. I thought we were
3-2-1 is my microphone on.
King, it doesn't mean you actually get a vote.
My good. I am going to go with one. There was a big time story in the NFL over the offseason that was dragged out over and over. We had to talk about it again and again. A new angle was found on a live podcast in Austin, Texas.
Would you ever consider playing for the Saints?
No.
So when the options were Aaron Rodgers, are you going to retire or play for the Steelers? There was one Saints fan who showed up at a live podcast appearance in Austin, Texas, who just wanted to throw it out there just in case, and he was not shy about the fact that was not on the table.
Just dry and to the point.
Matty Ice, now it is you.
Here I go.
Real quickly, though, when you said Saints fan, that means to people like this is a grown woman. It's like that was like a 10-year-old girl, I think. Or like he totally, like, why not give a maybe? Like, just throw it out there. The fact it was just a no. Now go sit down, almost. Play it one more time.
I knew you were going to ask for it again, and I
already. That's good enough.
I'm trying to clean up my sheet here.
Okay.
All right. So one of the biggest stories for us, and I think everybody around the NFL this year, was what the heck are the Browns doing? Four quarterbacks: Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, and Shador. And so we got into the season, and the Flacco thing was kind of going okay, but there were just question marks about where you were going or where they were going to go. And so AR had a question about Joe Flacco, and this has been one of my favorite drops all year.
You traded for a 40-year-old quarterback. What are you waiting for him to develop?
Because there was mystery about whether or not he'd be a day one starter in Cincinnati. Somebody, and it's like, what are you waiting for?
Somebody had tweeted me, I think it was a response to that, about how could he jump in the midweek as a guy just jumping onto a new team.
So that wasn't Cleveland. That was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
We're talking about Cincinnati. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a fun one for me. So I guess I'll just bridge off that. Manny was off, and Adam King of 10TV was filling in, And we have our Bet365 segment every day at right around 2:17. And we're supposed to, not supposed to, we actually do this, I think, more than any other show. We actually put our money where our mouths are and actually say a bet that we'd like to make. And a lot of times they don't work out. But the best for me, and maybe it's because I spent so much time in television, and I have self-admitted this. As a TV guy, you don't pay as much attention to sports as you do when you're a radio guy. I don't think you do. I think you read and watch so much more when you're in radio than in television. And so he had to make a bet, and he picked, it was a I assume it was a Thursday night game, or was it a Monday
maybe
night?
Maybe a Monday night game.
Okay, it may have been a Monday night. I can't remember which day you were off, Matty. And
yeah, because it was Ian Fitzsimmons was listening on the...
So, yeah, so, and that's a whole nother story we won't get into. But so it was Adam's turn to make a bet, and it just, my disappointment, just I couldn't hold back.
I like Tucker Kraft, anytime touchdown.
Tucker Kraft, he's out for the year. The fact that he picked a guy to score a touchdown. Now, it sounds like I was like so disappointed, but then I added like, and Joe Burrow was out, and you got Burrow passing for 250 as well, and it turned into something that's fun. Good. So I think that one will live for a while.
One of my favorites is when Adam Schefter joins us. He joins us a few minutes late, so we're already trying to get situated, trying to get organized. We're just trying to get the interview started. First question out of the gate, Anthony Rothman asks Adam Schefter, hey, so Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski, both not having very good years this year. Who do you think has a hotter seat right now?
Was that really the origin?
That was the origin story. Is that
okay, so at least it was Browns Bengals related. All right.
Yeah, and so I had thought, because I had this drop cut for like a week and just couldn't find a use for it. So by the time that I didn't play it until the next Wednesday and tell the truth. And so I was just looking. I'm like, we probably asked him about Trey Hendrickson contract for the 13th week in a row or something.
I thought Matty and I, I thought Matty or I asked him about, you know, when is Shadur going to start or something.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a fresh question, and it sounded like one he just didn't care to answer. But obviously, like we say, we got to give the context once in fairness, and then if it sounds sexual the rest of the way, that's somebody else's problem.
That's right.
I'm up now?
Yes, you are.
You touched on Shadur right there, AR. Oh. As we all know, we know who his daddy is. Oh. And what I'm bringing to the table now is a two-for-one special because it's the holiday season. So, TLC, go ahead and run him.
I don't give a damn about the Browns. I do love me some Shadur Sanders. Don't believe that.
Believe that. So it's a great drop. And for the people who don't know this, I can't tell anymore when Maddie's doing the impersonation or whether it's Dion. And it's that good. Like, it really is that good. And I'm going to promise myself if and when Frank Caliendo ever gets back into the studio when he's in Columbus that you will do that for him. Because I always try to do my Harry Carey for him, and it gets but
put me to the test.
I think that one
ready.
Would get a good grade. You want to do it for the folks?
But I do love me some Shadur Sanders.
That's
pretty good. So good. You got to like reach into your stomach.
Yeah,
for it,
but
you know?
It's so good. It's right on.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's my next one, Aaron. What do you got?
Anthony.
All right, so I'm happy sometimes when, you know, it's, listen, I obviously generations apart, and but I love talking about movies and things that I remember as a younger guy, and, you know, so it flies over your head. It's no shame on you, but it's kind of fun when I can say, like, all right, free lunch if you get this movie or whatever. This is one of these that I play all the time, and there are certain ones that I'll play that it's always the same voice, and so when somebody says something cool or funny or whatever, it kind of opens my eyes a little bit. I always play the, you know, I'm very
proud of you. That's very nice.
I always play that one, and I get a kick out of it. And I'm maybe more of a kick that you guys don't know what it's from.
No.
Not that you really would, because it was in my era of the late 80s and into the 90s. And so there were these two friends that grew up, and they called themselves the Jerky Boys. And the Jerky Boys were famous at making prank phone calls, and some of them are great, and people have reinvented this over the years, but those are the ones that stick with them because they were New York guys, Queens guys. They got that thick New York accent, and like, that's right, tough guy. Like, and every now and then I find myself just kind of emulating it during the show, but that's the one that's always at the ready, and I always punch that. Very proud of you. Very nice.
Tell you what, Mama Hayes loves that one. I think that's her favorite drop. If she was doing the drop draft, that may be her number one.
And do you think she knows where it's from?
I think she does.
Yeah, I bet
she does. I'm pretty sure she does.
Yep.
All right, don't go anywhere. More of our drop draft next. Rothman and I, 97.1.
Big Voice Guy here to remind you that you're listening to The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Okay, thanks. I have three more seconds. Bye-bye.
Men, we hear...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to fund a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today. Picture it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to The Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on The Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination. The Fan. Rothman's probably golfing. Maddie is not. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice.
Oh, no!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
All right, we're back. Rothman and Ice with our drop draft. It's my pick. All right, I'm going to go with one that makes me laugh because I originally thought that he was being serious. He was in the middle. I say he's sitting right in front of me. We're talking about Anthony. I thought that AR was being serious and making a serious point. He was kind of, he just weaved this in. I don't even know what the point he was making, but he had a thought about the NFL and was being serious up to a certain point and just very slyly kind of weaved this into his point. And I actually thought that he was serious, and then it turned out that he was being really funny.
I feel like this is part of how GMs think. I think this way in fantasy. I imagine in reality it works somewhat similar.
I thought he was dead serious when he said
and
that.
And I think at the back end of that, you can hear a hair of a chuckle from me. If yes, you got to play it again, if you got it.
And
okay,
I just
don't
got rid of it. I'm trying to clean my slate
leave
here.
Leave it a mystery.
That's good stuff.
But,
That's good.
So I thought that was really funny that I was hanging this NFL point by a thread.
Yeah.
And there he goes and just cracks a joke that I did not see coming. Anything could be funny if it's clever and unexpected, and that was clever and unexpected.
No doubt about it. I got two more to go here for me and all of us here. You know, as you know, if you've been rocking with AR and us for a while throughout the years during football season, we have the Ryan Day press conference, right? That happens either on Monday or Tuesdays throughout the year. And sometimes we don't know when the press conference is going to end. And so what happens for us is we're going to have to fill time every once in a while to get to our next break. And we had one press conference this year where it was really short, and we had about maybe 25 minutes to go, and AR and I get done with the segment, and we're getting ready to go to break, and TLC drops this on us.
You two are the best in the business.
You know what? We'll take it, AR.
It's a good one.
We'll take that from our own guy. So you know what I'm saying? A little love from within the squad right there from TLC. It's one of my favorite drops of the year.
I'm glad you gave the origin of it, because what we've called this that day is Tap Dance Tuesday, because we don't know whether he's going to start on time. So we can't get into a long segment on Tuesdays to start the show, because we're going to have to just end our point and move to the press conference. So that day, you're exactly right. We took a commercial break out, and we had to fill between like 12:18 to like 12:41. Yes. Like it was a robust deal.
A grind, yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why that came naturally to us that day. I don't remember exactly what we were saying, but I think we're talking about the playoff or the run through the season and whatever we anticipated was going to happen. And for the first time, I think looking through that glass when he wasn't eating or texting or calling or doing a drop, I think he actually looked like he was captivated for a minute. Like he was sitting back in his chair, and I think he was listening. He really was. And
I was impressed.
It was cool to see that. And for him to give us that natural pat on the back was nice.
All right, you're up, man.
All right, so I can't remember what game this was, Maddie. I'm going to say that it was maybe 4 years ago. So 4 years ago, the Ravens were playing the Browns, and I went up to the game, and I met J. Lou up there, and with my friends from Sugardale and Chanel No. 5 and the whole group, all of us guys that get together for a Hall of Fame weekend and go play golf and whatever. But so I was going up to the game, and the Ravens lost to the Browns. And it was a time where I didn't think they would. I can't remember what the spread was or anything like that. So the Browns are at home. They win. Lamar gets hurt. Like, I think he twisted his ankle, or there was this pretty significant ankle sprain. Yeah. He was hit low, kind of forced him out of the game. I think they even put him on a cart. And he missed some time, I think. So I'm leaving with J. Lou, and we're going down the stadium stairs. And this dude that was just lit. And I don't remember why. I mean, I had my phone, obviously, in my hand, and I just started recording. And it's such a perfectly stereotypical Browns fan, and I love it. And it's echoing. You know how, like, if you're singing in the shower, it always sounds better? Well, we were in the stairwell. So it was echoing in the stairwell, and there was a bunch of people going down. And this guy just launched into the Brownies. No, he's so lit. It's like, because he's not, and it's awesome. Yeah. And there's a director's cut to it, because there's the last line I had to cut off. I really did. Oh. I had added, and I think I played that one for you, where he then kind of says something against the Ravens. Like, it is the director's cut. We clearly can't play it on the air, but that will live forever, because it was just an impromptu thing. And all the fans were kind of loving it and joining a little bit. So that one I'll play forever.
It's good stuff.
Oh, hello. It's me. Yep. I'm going to introduce a new drop that I did not even know existed until I was listening back to some of the best of content. And I listened to it, and I'm like, how in the world did I not cut that off in real time? But Bobby Carpenter, you're on the air.
I got a couple of tennis dudes staying at my house right now.
There was some ATP event.
Yeah, he was.
There was some European dudes.
Some Euros.
There were a couple of Euros who were staying over, and apparently that flew over my head in real time, but I got it now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Last go around here.
Last go around.
So as you all know, I'm a massive wrestling fan. I'm an even bigger Roman Reigns fan. I live on the island of relevancy because of Roman Reigns, and I acknowledge him whenever I get the chance. I came in one day after a Monday Night Raw, and I was fired up. It was a Tuesday afternoon, and what I watched happen the night before, I was so flustered by what happened to my tribal chief. This is what came out. Jay's jacked off his own feet last night.
Who's Jay's?
They stole his Jordans right off his feet. The tribal thief, Bronson Reed, did that to my guy, and I was just a mess the next day.
All right, so the question becomes, because we've played it before again and again, in real time, did you hear this voice before he's almost finished, or just as Maddie's finishing, going, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me going, okay, that one's going to live forever.
I will say that is a rhymer drop. He was running the board that day, and he couldn't wait to tell me about that. Okay, he's like, I got something in your inbox that you're going to love.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So there it is, man. Yeah. Those are my five right there. It ends with my tribal chief getting Jordan's just swiped right off his toes.
This really isn't. It's a sound effect, so it's not a true drop. And I can't tell you whether I think I like the drops a little more than the sound effects. I think we may err a little more towards the drops of someone actually saying something, but or from a skit or an SNL or whatever. And because we played Where the Weed At forever. Like, that was a big deal when Bobby and you and I were doing the show together. But I went to TLC, like, I don't know, maybe like 2-3 months ago. And I said, I need a sound effect for something that I do all the time. When someone says something that they're excited about, but maybe nobody else would be that excited about.
No wonder I hear this a lot.
I always go, you know, boing, like, exactly, like, okay, Like, and it's, or it could be boing or doing. It doesn't really matter. But it's one of those things that puts the perfect exclamation point on something, whether it's either overrated, underrated. It really doesn't matter. I think it works in a lot of ways. So, and he came up, he found this one, and that's the one we've played for a while now.
Great. Now, I'm going to introduce another one as well here. This is not from our air, but it's a hilarious one. So I don't know if people saw this, but Ed Orgeron was just on Bussin' with the Boys, and he was telling some crazy stories about recruiting. And there was a story about Joe Burrow and how Joe Burrow was leaning towards Cincinnati, and he kind of seemed like he was just comfortable with that direction. But Coach O said that he actually made good friends with Joe's brother, Dan Burrow. And so he thought that I clearly can't get through to Joe, so I need to get through to a family member. So he calls up Joe's brother, Dan, and Coach O is trying to give Dan the confidence to walk over to his brother and say, forget Cincinnati, you're going to LSU. So this is Coach O coaching up Joe's brother to convince Joe to go to LSU.
Take your hands and put it down your pants, son. Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
Now, I feel motivated. How about everybody else?
Oh, my goodness. That is that's incredible.
We're going to be hearing that throughout 2026.
Wait a minute.
That's my final selection.
He wanted the brother to do that, or he wanted his brother to do that to Joe, or he wanted his brother to tell Joe to do that. Like, the instructions.
No, he told that to Dan. Like, hey, man, sack up. You go in there, and you tell your brother he's going to LSU.
Perfect.
Okay. So there you go.
Man. Good stuff, man.
All right, that's our draft. That's our show. Stick around tomorrow, 30-minute best of show as well. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
It's almost football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.